One for the entire family. Tickets are selling fast, so get yours right now at flyboysbaseball.com.
Line's been read, anthem has been sung as we get set for the Fly Boys and Doughboys at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. The final series of the year between these two rivals in the Appalachian League's West Division. Should be a fun one if any indication of their past few series. Only a couple of blowouts really in these series. There have been a lot of back and forth affairs, some high scoring games, some low scoring games, one extra inning thriller back on Father's Day. That was won by the Doughboys here at this very ballpark. Get you the defensive alignment for the Doughboys as they step in. At catcher is Emilio Morales. First base, Michael Moss, who feels like every time he plays the Fly Boys makes at least one incredible play over at first base. At second base, Matt Maselli. Shortstop Ashton King has a couple of pretty good hits against the Fly Boys this year. At third base, Roberto Pena, who at one point couldn't stop hitting home runs in the ninth inning against the Fly Boys. Hit two in a row on back-to-back contest. And then at third base, in left to right in the outfield, Jared Johnson in left field, center field, McKay Barney, right field, Caleb Marmo. And that's the defensive lineup for the Johnson City Doughboys. Look now at the Pizza Inn uniform report. First, we'll look at the Johnson City Doughboys at home wearing the black hats with the gold brim. JC on the front. The all-white jerseys with Johnson City. Doughboys across the chest in black. And then the black numbers. Looks like the Army West Point style numbers. Looking over at Greenville, we're in the road. Navy batting helmets, red hats with the Tennessee State flag logo on the front. The Navy jerseys with Greenville across the chest in red and white outline. Red and white numbers on the back. The cream-colored pants for the Fly Boys. That's your Pizza Inn uniform report as Andrew Pinkston steps in to lead things off. And last night got his first RBI of the season. Get the Fly Boys an early 1-0 lead. First pitch is in there for a strike from Utagawa, and we're underway 7:02 p.m. to be at Credit Union Ballpark. Glad you could join us on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Utagawa. That one's right down the middle as well, 0-2. So Utagawa, he works quickly. Had one bad outing against the Fly Boys, had one good outing. Granted, he also got helped out by that home run by Hugo on the 4th of July to get the win. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Utagawa. In the dirt and blocked by the catcher, 1-2. Interesting, you have Northwestern versus Northwestern. Both teammates at Northwestern University up in Evanston, Illinois, of the Big Ten, Pinkston and Utagawa. Lead off this contest. The 1-2 pitch from Utagawa. That one misses just outside. It just missed, followed it, found the corner. And now 2-2 as Pinkston settles back in. 2-2 pitch from Utagawa to Pinkston. That one's hit off the end of the bat foul and bounces off the netting. Overcast night, not supposed to have any weather. It's very hopeful as we are sitting outside here at TVA Credit Union Park. Does have the awning overhead. 2-2. That one's hit down the third baseline and will get by the third baseman, Pena, and Pinkston's going to lead off with leadoff single. So Pinkston continues his hot stretch here. First hit of the ball game already for the Fly Boys. They have a runner on and nobody out at the top of the first inning for Cameron Laliberte. Laliberte, of course, hit two home runs in back-to-back games he was playing in. Hit one on Saturday against Burlington, hit one on Monday against Elizabeth, and did not play on Sunday against Sock Puppets. Did not hit one last night, so that home run streak ended, unfortunately, for him, but did get a double. That one's ripped down the second in front of the second baseman. Pinkston's going to round second. That ball's going all the way to the wall. Oliberte is going to look for two. Pinkston's going to round third. The throw from Maselli to the catcher is in time and slides underneath the tag. That's Pinkston and scores. Great throw by Maselli, and Pinkston got down underneath the tag. That's an RBI double by Cameron Laliberte, and the Fly Boys lead it 1-0 early. That was a fantastic throw by Maselli. On the line to Morales, but Pinkston slid early, got underneath the tag, and already a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Still nobody out, and Miles Smith steps in with Lala Berte at second base. Ugawa checks on Lala Berte, now fires. Now one miss outside for a ball, 1-0. Working on their base running today for the game or the Fly Boys. They've had some players just get gunned out from the outfield past few ball games. Pinkston did last night, and this time gets underneath the tag. 1-0, that bounces away. I'm actually going to say that hit Smith on the foot, so Lala Berte's got to go back to second. And so Smith reaches. First three batters have all reached for the Fly Boys. After Smith gets hit on top of the foot with the ball, and already some discussion with Udagawa. So he's allowed a single, an RBI double, and then his hit a batter with Jack O'Reilly stepping in, who hit a home run last night to left field. And again, this is a hard park to, you'd think, to hit the ball out of with the 20-foot high fences, but with the wind blowing here out toward right field, it gets up in the jet stream. You can see it get out of here. Had six combined home runs that went out of the ballpark last time these two teams played here. One was an inside the park home run by Johnson City, so technically seven combined homers. That was David Bishop, Bo Ankeny, and Brock Daniels all hitting those bombs for the Fly Boys. And that was in that 12-7 win, that Bishop home run really iced the ball game, and gave the Fly Boys at the time a six-run lead to close that one out. So O'Reilly steps in, nobody out, runs at first and second, already a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike, 0-1. Good pitch from Udagawa, looking to get his first out of the inning. His team's already down 1-0. The 0-1 from Udagawa. That one's chopped over toward third. All the Berte's trapped between second and third, and they'll run back and tag Lala Berte to get the out. So reaching on the fielder's choice is O'Reilly, and there's one away. Smart by Lala Berte to not let the third baseman Pena tag the base, because that saved a double play or possibly a triple play. Is a chance to go around the horn for the Doughboys, and Lala Berte kind of stopped and started shimmying a little bit and made thing you think about, and makes a smart decision to get the lead runner. Comes Aiden Canaday. Steps in. First pitch, he's swinging toward left field. He's going to keep going at the wall and is caught on the left fielder, and no tag for Smith. So first pitch swinging is Canaday, and there's two away now. Back-to-back pitches as Johnson was able to grab that one at the wall. Now comes Dub Gleed, the shortstop today. Last night, drew a walk, had a single and a double. So, continue his hot streak, going 3-for-4 last night against Elizabethton. Runs at first and second. That one gets in there, breaking ball from Udagawa, 0-1. RBI double by Lala Berte, the reason. It's a 1-0 lead for the Fly Boys here at the top of the first. First three batters all reach safely with nobody getting out. 0-1. That one's hit and goes down to right field. Rounding third is Smith. The throw is going to be fired toward home. It's going to be cut off by Moss. That's an RBI single for Dub Gleed, and now it's a 2-0 lead. So Smith comes around the score all the way from second. O'Reilly moves to second base, and it's now a 2-0 lead. RBI single by Gleed, RBI double by Lala Berte, 2-0 lead as Kean Saylor steps in. He torched the Doughboys the last time they played. His album is high for ball 1-0. Four RBIs and three runs scored in two games played against the Doughboys. Grant, both those were at Pioneer Park. Not here at a kind of different ballpark, 1-0. Allen Goodson there for a strike, 1-1. Two runs off of three hits already for the Fly Boys. This is happening a lot with the Dub Boys. They get down early, but they've been able to rally back for the most part this season. Fly Boys defense will look to hold off Dub Boys here, 1-1. That one gets in there for a strike. Good ball that broke at the last minute to get into the strike zone. Now 1-2, and Yagawa a strike away from finally getting out of this inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Yagawa, that one's hit over towards second base, picked up by Maselli, fires the first and makes the out. And that ends the inning, but not before an RBI double by Lala Berte. An RBI single by Dub Gleed have given the Fly Boys a 2-0 lead. We had two, bottom of the first. Dub Boys chance to bat, they'll have to face against the arm of Riley Taylor. We'll tell you more about him when we return with Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/timetotalk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys already up 2-0 here as we head to the bottom of the first inning. And Riley Taylor takes the mound for the Fly Boys. And we'll give you some stats on Taylor. Taylor, probably a leading candidate for that All-Star Game West pitcher. Has a 1-0 record of 3.15 ERA. 34 in a third innings pitch. Going to have 34 hits. 19 runs. Only 12 of those earned. Walked 12 and struck out 37, a whip of 134. Now, unfortunately for Riley, he's on a stretch where in three straight games, he's given up at least five hits and has given up at least four runs. Now, granted, of those, three were earned against Kingsport, two were earned against Elizabethan, but all four were earned against Bluefield. So, looking to see if Taylor can find some more control here with a 2-0 lead against Johnson City. Okay, Barney will lead off here for the Doughboys. Down 2-0 in the bottom of the first inning. This pitch from Taylor scoring the bunt, bunks back right to the screen, 0-1. See a lot of teams bunt in the Appy League, but Johnson City has been known to do so. As has really Princeton. I think Princeton's the only other team that bunts a lot in the Appy League. So no one coming to K. Barney, batting 250 on the season, is the Washington Husky. Allen swung on and missed, and now 0-2. Barney with the bright purple shoes. Those are the Huskies out in the Pac-12 Conference. Has the stirrups on well. Very solid uniform look from K. Barney. The 0-2 pitch coming from Riley Taylor to Barney. Fires from the side. It's 1-2. And Riley Taylor's given up four runs in the last three games he has started. Looking to keep that number down. He's not suffered a loss in either of those games. 1-2. Now it's foul back right to the screen again, and it's 1-2. Taylor against Johnson City, though, back on June 18th. Went five innings, got the win, allowed just one hit and three runs scored. Only one of those runs are earned. Walked three and struck out five. So that's the sexiest numbers in the world, but efficient. And that contest was Riley Taylor. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number one for Taylor. That's the first out of the ball game, and Barney will go back to the dugout. Defensive alignment for your Flyboys. Avery Collins at catcher. First base, Aiden Canada. Second base, Maddox Mikolaikis, pardon me, making his debut. Dub Glee at shortstop. At third base, Jack O'Reilly. We'll tell you the outfield after his first pitch to Michael Moss, who's got a lot of power, but has drawn, I believe, 9 walks this season against the Flyboys, including 4 in a row at one point. Fallon misses low for ball 1-0. Left to right in the outfield, Andrew Pinkston in the left. Center field is Miles Smith. Right field, Kian Saylor. 2-0 lead for the Flyboys. 1 out in the bottom of the first. A 1-0 count to Michael Moss. It's pitch from Taylor. That gets in the dirt. 2-0. Moss batting 244 on the year. 788 OPS. So. He's also a guy who draws a ton of walks. He's been walked 23 times. Oh, this is low. It's now 3-0. Looking for walk number 24 of the season is Moss. And that is in 86 at-bats. So very patient at the plate is Michael Moss. 3-0. Fallon finds the strike zone, 3-1. Moss, an on-base percentage of 416. That's the most on the team of him and Matt Maselli have the most on the team of guys really eligible that have played in a long time. Maselli's on-base percentage of 429. The 3-1 pitch from Taylor. That one's chopped over to third. Picked up by O'Reilly. He'll fire toward first and makes the play. And there's two away. Here comes Sean Combs. Or, pardon me. Scott Combs. Scott Combs got his first hit of the Appy League, of his Appy League career back on the 4th of July and now batting 235. It was against the Flyboys. First pitch goes in there for a strike 0-1. Combs from Northern Illinois. The 0-1. That one is hit foul and Riley Taylor, a strike away from getting out of this inning. Native of Northville, Michigan, playing in Northville, Illinois. One of the oldest players in the Appy League. He's 24 years old. There's the 0-2 pitch. That was up in the bat and foul. Probably one of those because of the COVID years, your red shirt years. And the guys can play up to 6-7 years right now. And a lot of guys taking full advantage of that. Kind of weird now to see a 1990-something birth date on college teams. We are 2022. That one's hit softly toward third. Going to be a tough play by O'Reilly. Picks it up barehanded. Fires the first. That's way off the line. And that probably should be a hit. That was going to be a tough play, and they will roll an infield single for Combs. That is the first hit, a two-out single for the Doughboys. That was going to be a very tough play by O'Reilly. Picked it up barehanded and launched it high. Glad Canada could grab it. But it pulled him off the base, and Combs reaches with a two-out single. Here comes Roberto Pena. Pena batting 328 on the year. Best batting average of any Doughboy in the lineup today. Former USF Bull, now transferring to Tulane. Staying in the American Athletic Conference. And he hit two home runs in a three-game stretch against the Flyboys last time these two teams met. So Taylor, got to be careful here. First pitch he sees hits it the opposite way toward right field. Saylor stops it. Rounding second's Combs. Saylor's going to fire. Cut off by Gleed, and Combs will advance to third base. So back-to-back singles for the Doughboys. And they have runners on the corners with two outs for Jared Johnson. All of a sudden, after it was looking like a 1-2-3 inning, two-out hitting, once again comes back to bite the Flyboys. Happened against Burlington. Burlington scored 3 runs with 2 outs. That one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Also happened with Elizabethan back in the first game of the series. And we which the River Ice scored seven unanswered to come from behind and win 12-7. Scored seven runs in the last two innings. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Taylor to Johnson. That one's fouled off, and it's now 0-2. So 0-2 with two outs to Jared Johnson. Taylor once again a strike away from getting out of this inning and keeping it a 2-0 lead for the Flyboys. Runners at the corners. Here's a pitch. Fouled off again. Johnson stays alive and remains 0-2. 18 pitches, 14 strikes for Riley Taylor. A couple foul balls kept Johnson alive here, and this one with two outs. The 0-2 pitch coming from Riley Taylor to Jared Johnson. Taylor fires. That one's hit off the end of the bat towards center field. Miles Smith takes a couple steps back, makes the catch, and that ends the threat. So Johnson City gets a couple of two-out hits, but can't score. We head to the top of the second inning. Flyboys is still up 2-0 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
All right, folks. We're over here on the first base side for tonight.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, you can't bring new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery into work.
Why? They got smoking hot top prizes. Hey, look, I won!
Oh, what have you done?
Huh, guess they were hotter than I thought!
Heat up your wallet with all new hot instant games from the Tennessee Lottery, and you can win scorching hot top prizes up to $500,000 only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
Please play responsibly.
2-0 lead for the Flyboys here over Johnson City in the top of the second inning. Looking around the rest of the Appy League, Bluefield already up 4-0 on Danville in the bottom of the third. Looking to continue to score. Bases loaded, nobody out. Danville, who is on the heels of Burlington the East, has dropped two in a row and to avoid a third straight loss. Pulaski up 1-0 on Preston in the bottom of the first. Burlington and Bristol scoreless in the top of the second, and Kingsport Elizabethan scoreless in the top of the second. First pitch swinging strike by Avery Collins. He steps in for the first time. Lead off the top of the second inning. So, a pair of scoreless games and three games with runs already scored in them. The 0-1 misses outside, 1-1. The Bristol game is going to be interesting as Bristol kind of been ravaged by COVID over the past week or so and kind of barely placing a team together at times. 1-2 as that one finds the edge for Yagawa. But did have a win over Johnson City earlier in the week to get the split over the Doughboys. 1-2. That one's right down the middle. Or so I thought. Never mind. I don't know where that one missed. It must have missed slightly. It's 2-2. Not quite sure where that one missed, but I don't have the best view. Umpire does. Here's a 2-2 pitch to Avery Collins. Runs well outside and the count runs full. So new life for Collins after he avoids the strikeout. A called ball two, and now it's a full count. Collins looking to reach. Start off the top of the second. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. No doubt about that one. Yudagawa, swinging strike. Sits down Collins, and now for the first time, Maddox Mikolaikis will step in. For the first time this season for the Flyboys. Mikolaikis committed to Arizona. First pitch, misses for a ball, 1-0. Mikolaikis from Hopkins High School in Minnetonka, Minnesota. 6'2" lefty out of there, swinging a miss, 1-1. So get some infield depth after there's been some injuries to the Flyboys. Playing second base tonight as well. This is his first at-bat in the Appy League season, the 1-1. Allen misses high, 2-1. Nikolaikis steps in. Udagawa will fire. Well, outside 3-1. Nikolaikis will be a teammate of Cameron Laliberte. And both those players go back to school in Tucson for the fall semester. Here's the 3-1 pitch to Nikolaikis. Nikolaikis off the end of the bat, hanging in the air. He's going to keep going, going, and will be caught at the warning track on the run by the left fielder for Johnson City. Jared Johnson is two away. Man, thought it was going to be like Miles Smith. Miles Smith is first that bat, hit a home run to dead center field. But fortunately, he got that 20-foot-high wall, and it just kind of died at the last minute on the end of the bat of Nikolaikis. So Andrew Pinkston comes up second time tonight. He had a single, and it came around the score off a double by Laliberte. Back in the first inning, that pitch missed from Udagawa, 1-0. Pinkston looking to continue his hot streak, guys, of late. 1-0, misses outside 2-0. Guys, first hit at Burlington on Saturday. First RBI of the night and scores second run of the season tonight, 2-0. Allen gets in there for a strike, 2-1. Scores first run of the season back on July 4th after a Miles Smith RBI single. Time tied up the ballgame at one run apiece. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Udagawa. Swing, and they'll say Pinkston goes around. Swing kind of like a sword there, and deuces wild to Andrew Pinkston with two outs. Udagawa looks to settle in after he got two runs in the first. Here's a 2-2 pitch from Udagawa to Pinkston. In the dirt, Pinkston holds off, and the count runs full. So these two Northwestern Wildcats going at each other. Pinkston won the first round. We get on base here with two out. Here's the payoff pitch coming from David Udagawa. Fires. Say Pinkston held up. Did not go around. That's a ball. First walk of the day by Udagawa. And Pinkston will draw a two-out walk here in the top of the second inning. Here comes Cameron Laliberte. Had the RBI double his last time up. Brought home Pinkston, was out on a fielder's choice going toward third base. A ground ball by Jack O'Reilly. Pitch to Laliberte, hits that one down the third base line and gets out of play, 0-1. Still cloudy here in Johnson City. Have some sunlight peeking out toward the west side of the field, but lights may be getting turned on soon as it has been overcast since about the end of batting practice. The 0-1. That one misses away low, 1-1. Still been windy really all afternoon. Wind blowing out toward now center field, moving toward more toward right center at times. Oh, Berte would love to get home run number 3 of the season, his third in his last 4 games. I'm about to check on Pinkston. Pinkston's back in there safely. 1-1, two outs. Still 2-0 lead for the Flyboys. If Pinkston draws a two-out walk here at the top of the second inning, Udagawa looking to get out of this jam. Misses away. And a fryer back toward Moss, and Pinkston gets in there safely underneath the tag again, 2-1. So we've seen Brock Daniels picked off there, David Bishop picked off there couple times. So, gotta watch the pickoff moves with the Flyboys for sure. Here's a 2-1 pitch. This is outside 3-1. So Udagawa, after walking his first batter of the night, in danger of walking his second straight batter. I think runners at first and second with two outs for Miles Smith. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Laliberte. Swing and fouled off. Now the count runs full for the second straight batter. Chance to get out of the inning without having a harm done by the Flyboys. Already up 2-0. Payoff pitch coming from Udagawa to Laliberte. Laliberte gets set. Yagawa fires. Pinkston takes off. That one's at foul, and Pinkston will walk back to first base. Pinkston does have a stolen base on the season, but again, with two outs and a full count, he's going to be taking off for second no matter what. Yagawa gets set. Another 3-2 pitch coming. Oliverte. Oliverte gets underneath that one and high into the air. Going to be a tough play. Maselli will call it by off. Runs all the way from second and makes the out to end the inning. So Pinkston draws a two-out walk, but the Fly Boys are able to bring him home. We head to bottom of the second inning, and Riley Taylor shut down the Doughboys again. We return the Fly Boys broadcast network.
Not too cool for me. And in return, I reciprocate that sentiment. I'll never be too cool for you. I was a man with a plan, but now I'm a dad with a decree, and you can't take that from me. Please let it be noted that I told my job they can dock my pay. Right now it's just too important to take you to school every day. I want to be legendary for you. I want you to puff out your chest when you go to school the same way I do. I walk taller because of you, because I found everything to live for.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
There was a time when the best pork sausage came from a farm just down the road. A pork sausage so fresh, so flavorful, it always made breakfast the best meal of the day. You can still find that same farm fresh flavor today in every package of Swaggerty's Farm Premium Sausage. Made using only the finest cuts of 100% fresh pork with no fillers added. It's quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Now available at your local grocer.
Fly Boys up 2-0 heading to the bottom of the second inning. And this showdown with Johnson City. Last time these two teams will play a two-game set this season. Remember, only one team from the Appy League West makes the playoffs. Top team in the East Division right now would be Kingsport and Burlington. And a preview of that matchup this past week. Kingsport outscored the Sock Puppets 13-2 in two ball games. Police shut down the Sock Puppet offense. First pitch from Taylor. This is for a ball to Ashton King. King this season is batting .232. Did have a home run against Greenville earlier in the season. The 1-0. Swing and a miss of that one. Now 1-1. Coming from Columbus State University down in Georgia. Probably out from ETSU, so playing right down the road. 1-1. Breaking ball gets in there. Nice pitch from Taylor, and it's 1-2. ETSU playing here in home of the Buccaneers, just down the road from us. They have Knoxville, Tennessee as well. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Riley Taylor. Misses well outside 2-2. This gets across the turf. They got away from Collins. Luckily, no one was on base to harm Fly Boys as King leads off the bottom of the second inning. Down 2-0 are Johnson City. This one. Here's the 2-2 pitch from Taylor to King. That one misses outside. Collins followed strike three. I think everybody from the Fly Boys followed strike three. And it just snuck out in the last minute. Full count now. Taylor looking to avoid giving up his first walk of the afternoon. He's giving up two hits. One strikeout. Payoff pitch. Swing. Joe's chasing for that one. Gets him the fish for one down low. And strikeout here to start the bottom of the second inning for Riley Taylor. So it was Matt Maselli. Maselli earlier today made an incredible throw to the catcher Morales, but Pinkston slid underneath the tag to score the first run of the ball game. Just great base running by Pinkston in that one. Maselli, first pitch swing off the end of the bat. Keegan Saylor's going to chase it down toward the bullpen. Keeps going, and it'll drop. And Saylor couldn't quite get there in time, and the Flyboy bullpen is 0-1. Because earlier in the season, you saw a great play from Shamar Dalton down there. After a throw went wide, I believe it was Kyle Harbison who was playing for the Doughboys at the time. And then Shamar Dalton gunned him out, hopped maybe once over to David Bishop at third base. So a great throw by Dalton from that very same Flyboy bullpen. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That one misses for a ball, 1-1. Stellar Bank, 279 on the year. Maselli playing at Stony Brook University up in New Jersey, native of Neshanic Station, New Jersey. Hits that one to O'Reilly. Picks it up, gathers, fires, and that one's dropped at the last one by Canada. He can't complete the transition, rules the umpire. That's probably an error on Aiden Canada, and it will be. So would have completed it, could not complete the transition. Thought it bounced off the glove and back in time, the Canada, but they're going to rule that an error on Canada. So first error of the day for the Fly Boys. Now Emilio Morales steps in. Morales made his debut in the Appy League against the Fly Boys on the 4th of July and did not record a hit. Still has not recorded a hit this season for the Doughboys. Yes, that is going to be ruled an error on Canada. So he stands at first base. It's pitched to Morales and therefore a strike 0-1. Not really a tough play by any stretch of the imagination. O'Reilly gathered in plenty of time. Must have just been a hard throw or just Canada a little mental error. And that's what's cost the Fly Boys as of late in these ball games. Swing and a miss, 0-2 against Burlington. Had an error by Diaz, allowed a run to score. And then against Elizabethton, you saw a pair of easy pop flies just land between defenders, and then a two-base error. Well, allowed two runs, a base error, two-base error allowed two runs to score instead of just one on a ground out. The 0-2 misses outside, and it's 1-2, can't get Morales to chase. So that was the Achilles heel early in the season for the Fly Boys. And well, again, you got some more moving parts in there. You don't have guys who have been staples early in the year, and trying to find some new ways to get guys involved here. And be great defenders. That one's chopped foul by Morales, 1-2. He's going to have Brock Daniels at second base as he's with a nagging injury. Saborn Campbell had to go home after an injury. Will Taylor hasn't made an appearance in a while as well, and trying to keep this team together and don't let it get away from you. 1-2. Check swing. Morales holds off, and now 2-2 off a slider by Taylor. Only pick up guys like Mikolaikas. Picked up Diaz back from the developmental squad. So there is an option for the Fly Boys. They want to pick up some like developmental squad that play over at ETSU down the road. There are options, but you'd love to keep a core unit that you can rely on. 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, blocked by Collins. Count runs full, so Taylor had this issue against Bluefield in the fourth inning. That's when he allowed four runs that tied the ball game. Luckily, Brian Yetter came in and was lights out for the Fly Boys in that one. Then the two home runs by Gleed and Saylor. The Fly Boys over top. That's the last time we saw Taylor pitch. As the rain has come down now in Johnson City, and that's a walk by Taylor. We are covered up as of right now. Now, if the wind starts picking up, your radio broadcaster may peace out for a little bit to cover up his very expensive equipment. As covered up underneath this awning, as fans start to run under the awning, it's a turf field here at TBA Credit Union Ballpark. As a light shower comes through, it sounds a lot louder on the radio because it's hitting off this metal roofing. But an umpire's asking about, are we still going to play? As it's picking up substantially right now. And now the wind's blowing in a little bit. And they're going to keep on playing. I mean, it's turf field, so you can keep playing. I've seen worse than this on turf fields over at Carson Newman University. Had a monsoon against UVA Wise earlier this season. Played a whole nine-inning ball game, in which it rained from the second inning all the way till the end of the ball game, and it was the only people in the crowd were two camera operators for Eagle Sports Network toward the end of the ball game. So Morales draws a walk as Caleb Marmo comes up, runs at first and second, and that one gets in there for a strike 0-1. So rain coming down has not affected our equipment yet. Starts blowing in any. Then you may lose us for a bit as Don't want to damage the very expensive equipment here. Used for these broadcasts, a laptop and a soundboard and some microphones here. The 0-1 pitch from Taylor Marmos, swing. That one's almost tipped to the glove, and now swinging a miss, 0-2. So rain was good for the Flyboys last night in the rain. Jack O'Reilly hit a home run that made it a 5-3 ball game at the time against Elizabethton. So maybe this will help out Taylor. Is sun's still slightly out, so it's still just raining a bit. A brief shower, we hope, in this one, as you can hear it on the radio, probably, broadcast. Here's the 0-2 from Riley Taylor. He fires to Marmo. That gets away, and it's 1-2. Maselli reached on an error, and then Morales drew a walk, so it should be two outs, but Taylor now has to deal with two runners on, and some pretty nasty weather right now. Most of the fans are congregated around us here at the top of the stadium underneath the awning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Riley Taylor, third strikeout of the ballgame. And there's now two away with the top of the order. McKay Barney stepping up. Barney struck out his first time up to start the ballgame. Taylor would love to get another strikeout. It's third of the inning to hold Johnson City off the board. This little rainstorm here. 2-0 lead for the Flyboys. Bottom of second. Runners at first and second base with two outs for Johnson City. Taylor gets set. He's back at second base. Fires. That one gets in there for a strike on Barney. 0-1. That was Taylor's 40th pitch of the outing. And no lightning. Sun is still shining toward the west. Again, that's just East Tennessee weather, folks, for you. Again, this is predicted to be a brief, maybe 15-minute shower coming through the area tonight. Here's the 0-1. That one's hit toward O'Reilly, and it'll get through the hole. Rounding third base is Maselli, and he's going to come in. Sliding tag is dropped as the ball dropped by Collins. And Maselli comes and scores. So the error comes back to bite the Flyboys. Off the RBI single by Barney, and it's now a 2-1 ball game. So the inning should have been over after that last strikeout, but because of the error by Canaday, a run's allowed to come and score. And it's now just a 2-1 lead. And Michael Moss steps in. So Moss looking to tie this one up, or possibly more. We'll swing the bat. He grounded out the third his last time up. That one misses from Taylor to Collins, 1-0. So another run given up by Taylor on this stretch. It's unearned. We're going to rule an earned run. I really thought that would be an unearned run, but the inning probably would have been over if not for that error by Canada. They'd allow Maselli to reach. That one's fouled off by Moss. It's 1-1. Rain letting up a little bit now, and I believe as soon as it came in, it has stopped. So looks like the rain has ended, and the rain was very kind to the Doughboys. They have scored a run in the rain. Looking for run number two to tie up here in the bottom of the second inning. Now 2-1, the 1-1 pitch to Moss. Balance hit toward short, and he'll get through the hole by Gleed. Rounding third base is Morales, and he'll come in the score, and we are tied at two runs apiece. So back-to-back RBI singles by the Doughboys have tied this one up. And like I said, I believe based on my scoring, that should be just one earned run for Taylor, but they're going to rule it two. Scott Combs comes in. Combs had a two-out single his last time up, but was stranded at third base in the first inning. So tied at two runs apiece. He gets another single. That would be another chance at a run for the Doughboys. And last night, Elizabethton had three straight RBI singles to take the lead over Flyboys and kept it for good. First pitch to Combs misses for ball 1-0. So a weird game already as the rain has stopped and Still overcast, but sun looks like it's trying to appear out from behind some of those clouds and dry out this wet turf. 1-0. That one misses low. Combs holds off. They're going to appeal and say, actually, let's say Combs went around. I thought Combs held off. So did Combs as well and most of this crowd, but Taylor gets a strike call. And it's now 1-1. That's a good pitch from Taylor. And like I said, I thought Combs may have just not gone around, but ruled that he did by our field umpire. 1-1 with two outs and a tied ball game in the bottom of the second. That one misses low, 2-1. Combs can reach. You have Pena up on deck, and he has done some damage for sure. It's the Fly Boys already has a single tonight. So now the rain lightly falling. It's come back and lightly falling in the outfield. That one's it, and the bat gets swung. I think it shattered. It did. The handle shattered. The bat is swung by Combs into the netting. That's a mixture of the bat just disintegrating in his hands and probably the wet weather. Is Combs about to go get a new bat. I've seen that happen once before. Well, saw it happen once here. Miles Smith had a bat disintegrate on him. Got flying to the top of the dugout for the Fly Boys, and luckily it landed on top of there. No one was hurt. Tonight, Pena had to get out of the way. That one landed to the right of him and above him. And now a new bat Combs will come out with as Pena kind of jokes around with him to, hey, please don't take out your own teammate. Combs will get a new bat. And a 2-2 count. Deuces wild. And a tied ball game. 2-2 score in the bottom of the second inning. The Doughboys scored two runs. So back and forth we go in this rivalry game. As has been per usual, when these two teams have met, TBA Credit Union Ballpark, rain slightly falling in over the field here at Johnson City. 2-2 pitch from Taylor. Swing and a missed strike three. Taylor gets a strikeout, but gets it. A couple of batters too late. As Johnson City takes advantage of the error and then gets another single from Michael Moss, and we are tied at two runs apiece. Head to the top of the third inning. Can the Fly Boys score a run? We return to Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
Rediscover the timeless pleasures of travel at Northeast Tennessee's premier historic hotel, the General Morgan Inn. Located in the heart of historic downtown Greenville, the hotel has been providing signature service since 1884. The boutique hotel is renowned for its personal service amid beautifully detailed guest rooms. Plan your visit now at the General Morgan Inn, the official visiting team hotel of the Greenville Flyboys. Call 423-787-1000. Brumley's Restaurant, located in the historic General Morgan Inn in downtown Greenville, always hits a home run when it comes to providing delicious cuisine served with Southern hospitality. Join them for dinner for the region's best steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservations are recommended, so call now at 423-787-7500.
Tied up at two runs apiece here in the top of the third inning as the rain, it looks like it subsided for a bit. Sun's starting to come out. TBA Credit Union Ballpark, so figured that was going to happen at some point tonight. But it looks like it has slowed down in turf field. If not, will not stop the ball game unless there's lightning in the area. That's the NCAA rule, but it has to be lightning, I believe, within 8 miles. That's the rule that's followed around the Appalachian League. And no lightning, just a brief shower. Fortunately, probably going to make everything a lot more humid as we are sitting outside here at TBA Credit Union Ballpark. So, y'all think about your announcer tonight having to sit out here with the equipment. It was Miles Smithley off the top of the third inning, and first pitch he sees misses from Utagawa, 1-0. Smith, his last time up, was hit by a pitch, and it came around with a score off an RBI single by Gleed. Breaking ball almost clips Smith again, and it's 2-0. So again, the inning should have ended about two batters early last for the Fly Boys, but an error by Hayden Canada. They allowed two runs, allowed one run to come in, then another single by Moss. It's 3-0. Again, just defensive miscues for the Flyboys so far in this four-game losing stretch. 3-0. Gets in there for a strike. Smith thought that one missed, but it just gets in there. At the knees, 3-1. Yagawa this week pitching for 47 for him. Already, 3-1. That one misses outside, and a leadoff walk to Smith to start the third inning. Second walk of the day for Yagawa. Jack O'Reilly steps in. Reached on a fielder's choice and was stranded at second base to end the first inning. A little ground ball that got Laliberte out at third. Nobody out. Smith reached on a leadoff walk. That one's below the dirt, blocked by Morales. Interesting to see how the turf handles with the weather. It's going to be kind of like a slip and slide a little bit, trying to slide in some of these bases probably. I wonder how the ball's going to hop as well. It's turf infield, grass outfield. While it didn't rain for long, it was heavy at times. But when a foul one shot foul back to a netting, 1-1. Heavy for about maybe 2-3 minutes, and then a light shower stayed for basically the rest of the second inning. So now sun trying to peek out and turn to a beautiful night in John City. We're about to check on Smith at first. He's back in there in time. Today's 1-1. Light crowd here tonight, but still a good crowd for the John City Doughboys. Here on a Wednesday night in July. That one's up the end of the bat. We'll get down toward the outfield. Rounding second, Smith. He's going to be in at third base. And O'Reilly thought about moving up as that ball got by Maselli a little bit off a weird hop. But regardless, that's a single for O'Reilly. He reaches base for the second time and moves Smith in the scoring position with nobody out for Aiden Canaday. Canaday will look to make up for his error back in the second inning with his bat. In a tied ball game, 2-2, in the top of the third inning. Canaday will step in. He flew out to the left at the right of the wall. Last time, does that here, Smith can come in and score. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball from Uagawa. 0-1. Runners at the corners after a leadoff walk to Smith and then a single by O'Reilly. Nobody out here in the top of the third. 0-1 gets away. O'Reilly's going to try for two. The throw to second's offline. Now he's going to go to the outfield slowly. And Nolan's there to back up King. And that's an error on the catcher, Morales. And that will allow Miles Smith to score. Flyboys lead it 3-2. Morales now, he's going to the dugout to, I believe, maybe check on his catcher equipment. I think he had a strap. Yes, his strap on the back of his chest guard came loose. So we've seen a broken bat by Combs, and then now the catcher guard breaking for Morales in this one. So it's been kind of a weird ball game here early in this one. So a new catcher's guard coming in for Morales. And it's a 1-1 count. O'Reilly at second base after stealing second. And the error by Morales allowed Smith to come in and score. Now it's a 3-2 lead for the Flyboys. In the top of the third inning, still nobody out. 1-1 count to Aiden Canaday. And it gets set. Now and misses. Now 2-1. So no action in that Doughboy bullpen yet. Again, yeah, maybe, and see his line in summer ball, maybe just who has the best pitching staff that can go the longest distance and doesn't get hurt too much. And of course, from Johnson City, they've had the weird thing wheel of pitchers at times. That only gets in there for a strike, 2-2. 2-2 and nobody out for Aiden Canaday. Smith scores off the error by Morales. Our fielding error by King is where they're going to roll it. Swing and a miss. Drop ball by Morales. Mouse will check on O'Reilly at second. Throws wide at first, but it's caught by Moss and completes the strikeout. Canada. Well, back to the dugout. Catcher's been is the issue for the Doughboys, really is. Kyle Harbison had to leave. So you have Jackson Bryan from Walter State. Scott Combs is DHing tonight. And Emilio Morales was called up from the developmental squad last week. Here comes Dub Glee, an RBI single his last time up, looking to bring home O'Reilly, who stands at second with one out. Breaking ball misses high, 1-0. The sun now coming out, casting some beautiful golden hour light. If you're watching the video stream, it's going to be a pretty good night at the ballpark here after the short shower. 1-0, hit high in the air by Glee. That's going to hang up in center field. Will be caught. O'Reilly's going to tag up. The throw is on a line, offline a bit at the last second. The ball is going to be a throw on a line from Barney, but drifted away at the last second. So successful for Glee as he moves O'Reilly into third base, 90 feet away for Kean Saylor. Saylor steps in. He grounded out to end the first inning. His last time up, the second. Air pitch swinging, fouled off toward the road behind us. Actually, it stays in off the netting, 0-1. The error by King allowed Smith to come in and score. O'Reilly stands at third base now. The fly out by Glee. Big swing and a miss. Good pitch by Yagawa. Nice movement on that one. It's 0-2. Lead will get set, 0-2 with two outs. Yagawa will fire. Swing and a miss, three pitches, three strikes. Yagawa gets out of the inning, but not before Miles Smith comes in to score off the error by Ashton King. And the Flyboys retake a 3-2 lead. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Can the Flyboy defense hold the Doughboys off the scoreboard? We return the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
In need of home improvements such as decks, gutters, roofs, remodels, and more? Energy Home Solutions is your local family-owned construction company that gets the job done the first time around by creating your vision one step at a time. We offer fair pricing and quality work to the customer's satisfaction. Check us out today at EHSTN.com or call for a free estimate at 423-823-9006.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
3-2 lead for the Flyboys here in the bottom of the third inning as Miles Smith comes around to score off the error by Ashton King. So some defensive miscues across both these teams so far tonight in this one as Flyboys retake the lead over Johnson City. Fans, the Flyboys are back at home this Friday. Start a three-game set against the Kingsport Axemen. When you're at Pioneer Park, stop by the concession stand and get yourself a nice, juicy Elm Helm hot dog. Elm Helm, the official hot dog of the Greenville Flyboys. That'll be a three-game set at Kingsport on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the top team in the West Division of the Appia League. Two-game set here at Johnson City, the last two times that these two will face off against each other this season. Closing out their season series already. Kind of hard to believe. We're already halfway through July as Roberto Pena steps in. Pena with a two-out single back in the first inning, but was stranded at first base to end the opening frame. That was down 3-2 as Riley Taylor out for the third inning of work. Taylor will get set and fire. Now it's fouled off by Pena, 0-1. Taylor today, he's giving up the runs, two runs today. Both of those earned. He's walked one and struck out four and given up four hits. and keep the Fly Boys ahead here. The other one. Allen misses low. The Collins. Collins pick it up. 1-1. Now it's pitch number 51 for Riley Taylor in this one. 1-1, nobody out. Pena leads off the bottom of the third, a 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys. Here's the pitch. That skips off the turf, and now 2-1. Some slight movement in that Fly Boy bullpen. It may just be some guys stretching a little bit. Nobody going to work or really doing any like physical stretching to get ready for an actual appearance out of the pen. 2-1. That's swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch there by Riley Taylor. That was very good pitch to get Pena to chase that one. Comes the 2-2 pitch from Taylor to Pena. Taylor gets set and fires. Now this is away, 3-2. So the boys really haven't been chasing anything that's been low and outside tonight, really other than Combs that last inning. Very patient at the plate have been the Doughboys tonight, and that's why they have four hits and a pair of runs. Time's going to get called by Pena, and we'll reset here. A full count in the first batter of the bottom of the third inning. 3-2 lead for the Fly Boys. Taylor looking for strikeout number 5. Here's the 3-2 pitch from Taylor, and he plunks him. So that one runs inside, plunks Pena. That's the first batter hit by Taylor today, and that how the bottom of the third inning begins. That one ran inside, missed from Taylor, and a little bit frustrated there. Kind of gives a look over to Pena to say, hey, I'm sorry, man, didn't mean to flip you. Pena nods to understand. Wasn't intentional at all. That one just missed. Looks like we're all good here. Here comes Jared Johnson, flew out the center to end the first inning his last time up. He looks at a first pitch strike down the middle, 0-1. Johnson looking to bring home Pena, who stands at first base after being hit by a pitch. Start off this bottom of the third inning, down 3-2 of the Doughboys. Now one misses just outside. Taylor, now 1-1. Crowd settled in here at TVA Creighton and Ballpark to watch the Doughboys and the Fly Boys renew their rivalry. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Now this is outside, same spot. Taylor can't quite find the edge of the strike zone. It's 2-1. That time it was a fastball instead of a breaking ball, so mix up his pitches a little bit. It is Taylor with Pena at first base and nobody out bottom of the third inning. The 2-1 pitch. Breaking ball. That one misses high now. Now 3-1. So three straight pitches a miss from Taylor. Looking to avoid allowing a second straight runner on in this inning without allowing a hit. 3-1 coming to Jared Johnson. Fires to Taylor. That one's fouled off. And the count runs full for second straight batter. So long at bats have also not been kind to the pitchers for the Fly Boys. This will be the fifth pitch of the at-bat, and already the 61st pitch of the day for Riley Taylor. He's gone just two innings. Here's payoff pitch. Number one coming to Jared Johnson from Taylor. Taylor sets and fires. Now one misses outside, and that's the same spot he missed the first two balls. And now there's a pair of runners on for Ashton King. Ashton King from ETSU steps in his last time up. He struck out to start the second inning. Looks to come up big here for the Doughboys after Taylor walks his second batter of the evening and hits his first batter tonight. Runs at first and second, nobody out. King's going to square the bunt, and that bunt's fouled off the front of the plate. Thought that may have clipped King, but didn't hit him, so King stays alive in the at-bats. King got his foot out of the way at the last minute. He has hit a home run against the Flyboys before, so don't let the bunting fool you. He has power. Has two home runs this season. 663 OPS, a 229 average for the ETSU Buccaneer. Here's the 0-1 from Taylor. King's going to square the bunt again, and that one goes foul again. And now it's 0-2. So now King's going to have to swing away with nobody out. So bunt's taken away from Ashton King. Unless he can get a beautiful one down with two strikes, it'll be a tall ask really to ask for any players. So King probably swinging away here. Here's the 0-2 from Riley Taylor. And to Ashton King. That one's low and misses. It's 1-2. So now we have a body throwing in the bullpen. I believe it's Carson Jacobs or Caleb Jones. Let's say Carson Jacobs looks slightly taller. Nope, that is Caleb Jones. So Caleb Jones will go to the bullpen for the Flyboys. The 1-2. Allen misses outside. Collins can't get the frame job, and it's 2-2. Tried to get the frame job there on King, but missed outside. So another long at bat looks like coming here. Taylor was up 0-2. Now a 2-2 count to Ashton King. Hit a batter and walked the batter. So far this inning is Riley Taylor. 2-2. That one finds the bottom corner of the strike zone, called strike three. King not happy about that one, and he will go back to the dugout. Fifth strikeout of the night for Riley Taylor. That one just found the bottom corner of the strike zone, and King is frozen in place. Called strike three as Matt Maselli steps in. Now a double play ball look could end the inning. Selly reached on error, came around to score. And in the inning that should have been over before any runs were scored for the Doughboys. There's a pitch to Taylor. That from Taylor, that one gets in there. Same spot to King. So calling it consistently is 0-1. So maybe Taylor's found something in the bottom of the strike zone that he can find here. Selly steps in. Here's the 0-1. As Taylor checks back on the runner at second. Pena fires. Maselli rips that one high in the air toward the left field. It's going to keep hanging up. Smith runs over. Cannot make the catch on the run. It gets down. Rounding third's Pena. Smith's going to come up firing. Rounding third again is Johnson. The home is offline. And that is a two RBI triple for the Doughboys. And they take a 4-3 lead. That one hung up in the air. Smith couldn't get over there in time. And the throw, the try to get the lead run out, was offline. Now it's a 4-3 lead for the Doughboys. So Maselli comes up big. I wonder if that'll be ruled a triple or not, or advance on the throw. It's at least a double. Probably should be ruled a triple for Maselli. Regardless, he's at third base for Emilio Morales, who can look to extend this lead even more up 4-3, and that check swing is fouled off. 0-1. As Jacobs warms up in the bullpen. Fourth straight game now. Riley Taylor's given up at least four runs. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Coming from Taylor. Breaking ball, misses high, 1-1. That was a triple by Maselli, his first of the season. So, two RBI triple for Maselli has made it. Now a 4-3 lead for the Doughboys. That one's hit down the line, and we'll go foul from Morales, 1-2. There have been some close ones in this series down that left field line by both teams, and that time it pays out for the Flyboys. That one goes foul. That would have been at least one more run for Johnson City, and possibly would have seen Morales standing at least second base. The 1-2 from Taylor. Breaking ball hit right toward O'Reilly. O'Reilly's going to dive for the base and makes the play. What a play by Jack O'Reilly to end the inning. Soft liner right to him at third. Dives back and tags the base to get the double play, but the 2 RBI triple by Matt Maselli has put the Doughboys up 4-3. We head to the top of the fourth inning. Flyboys have some work to do again on offense, down by a run here at the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
Forge Construction Solutions is your local trusted exterior remodeling company, specializing in building decks, porches, garages, and room additions. They have served the Tri-Cities for over a decade. They have a high customer return rate and are BBB accredited. So give Schwartz Construction Solutions a call to discuss your next project.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Four free lead for the Doughboys now after the two RBI triple by Maselli is giving the lead back to Johnson City as Uzagawa now comes in first time today with a lead. And this one, 4-3, top of the fourth inning. As we'll check around the rest of the Appy League. Bluefield rolling over Danville. They're up 9-0 in the top of the fifth. Pulaski's up 3-1 on Princeton in the top of the fourth. Burlington up. They found their offense after being shut down the last two nights. They're up 6-0 on Bristol in the bottom of the fourth. And then Kingsport's up 2-0 on Elizabeth in the bottom of the fourth. So Bristol, Danville, Elizabeth, they're all scoreless so far. Only three teams have not scored a run tonight. 4-3 lead for Johnson City here in the top of the fourth inning. As Avery Collins steps in. Collins struck out his last time up. Here's the pitch. Uzagawa misses outside 1-0. Uzagawa's gone three innings, giving up four hits, three runs. Walk two is hit one batter and struck out four. Avery Collins hits that one sky high. That's going to hang in the air toward right field. And the ball will be caught by Marmo. And there's one away off the second pitch of the fourth inning. I'll bring up Max Mikolaikis. Mikolaikis flew out to left. Was caught the wall by the left fielder, Johnson. So. See what Mikolaikis doing in his second at bat. First pitch was high for a ball 1-0. Hasn't had a ball hit toward him yet either. So really kind of been a quiet night for Mikolaikis so far in this one. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That one missed outside 2-0. Now a body going toward the bullpen for Johnson City, but no action yet. 64 pitches now. 65 pitches coming. For Uzagawa, as that one's fouled off, 2-1. So I believe it was Jacobs warming up in the pen for the Flyboys. He's standing there with Ian Daugherty. There's 2-1. That one just misses low. That was a good frame job by the catcher Morales, but it just missed. Now it's 3-1. Now swinging a miss by Mikolaikis. Now the count runs full. Actually, I'm going to say that's a foul ball. It's foul to the glove of Morales. And here's the payoff pitch to Mikolaikis with one out near the top of the fourth inning. Uzagawa fires. That one's hit. Will be caught by King on the run. Makes the catch. And there's two away. That was a good catch on the run by Ashton King. To grab that one before it got down the outfield. Off the end of the bat by Mikolaikis. Back to the top of the order, where Andrew Pinkston steps in. Pinkston's reached both times he's been up. This evening, a single and came around the score in the first and drew a walk in the second. As it'll square the bunt but pulls back because that one's in there for a strike 0-1. Uzagawa fires toward Pinkston. Bounce up at the end of the bat, hangs in the air. Going to be a tough play for anybody. King's going to run over, makes another catch on the run. That's back-to-back great plays by Ashton King. And that's a 1-2-3 inning for the Doughboy defense. The Flyboys can't score. See if the Flyboy defense can stop the scoring surge by the Johnson City Doughboys. It looks like it's going to be a new pitcher coming in for Greenville. We'll let you know about them when they come in here. Head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Flyboys down 4-3 here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
They're completely ready to adopt a teen.
For late nights writing English papers.
For your teen's music taste.
For dinners, where they talk more on their phone than with you.
For the first time, they call you mom.
You're never completely ready to adopt a teen, and you can't imagine the reward.
To learn more about adopting a teen, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mom's early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
And when I left the oven on, we decided together that it was time to see a doctor and make a plan.
Early detection gave us more time to seek out information and support as a family.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Flyboys make a call to the bullpen. Close the door on Riley Taylor. He goes just three innings. Goes up four runs off of five hits. All those earned. Walks two, strikes out five, and hits a batter. Again, fourth straight outing. That Taylor has given up four runs this season. So that brings in Caleb Jones out of Winthrop. Jones is 0-1 record, a 5.40 ERA with three saves, 19 and two-thirds of an inning. 29 hits, 14 runs, 13 of those earned. He's given up three home runs, unfortunately, but has walked four and struck out 15 as Jones had a very solid stretch. Right, on July 2nd, he got the save against Johnson City. Going three innings, got three hits, one run, striking out three. Against Elizabethton, threw two pitches, got the save. And then against Elizabethton on June 25th, he went three innings, got the save in that one. Gave up just one hit, walked one, and struck out three. However, against Burlington, Jones went just two innings. He got four hits, two runs. Back on July 10th. We'll see what Caleb Jones can do here. As Caleb Marmo steps in. Second time today, Marmo struck out his first time up. So Jones now in, looking to hold Johnson City off the scoreboard. Squaring the bunt is Marmo. A beautiful bunt right back up to Jones. Jones picks it up, fires the first offline. That's going to allow Marmo to reach. That's going to be ruled a hit, as that would have been a bang-bang play. So that's a leadoff bunt single for the Doughboys. That throw is wide anyway, and Marmo stands at first base. His first hit of the night, sixth hit of the night for Johnson City. And this one, so inauspicious debut for Caleb Jones out of the pen. First pitch allows a single as back to top of the order. McKay Barney singled back in second inning, and that was an RBI single. It made it a 2-1 game. An inning that should have ended. Another bunt squares up and fouled, and it's 0-1. Small ball might be coming out for the Doughboys here. Up by one run here in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 4-3 ball game. In the bottom of the fourth, after a leadoff bunt single by Marmo. Here's the 0-1 pitch from Jones. Marmo's going to take off, hit and run in effect. Well, that ball's going to go right to Smith. Marmo's got to get up. He didn't realize Smith caught it. Throw back to first, bounces to Kennedy, double play. So what was Marmo slid in the second and stopped and then didn't realize Miles Smith was going to catch the ball. And that's a double play turned by Miles Smith, the old-fashioned 8-3 double play. And now, after getting the leadoff single, the runner is gone. As Michael Moss steps in, Moss An RBI single his last time up. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. That one's hit off the end of the bat. Hangs in the air. Going to be a tough play for Canaday. Our Sailor. Sailor's going to run over in foul territory. Makes the catch on the run. And that ends the inning. So, allows a bunt single to Jones, but the double play turned by Smith after a base running mistake by Marmo. Now, then faces the minimum. Does Jones. We head to the top of the fifth. Doughboys up 4-3. Fly Boys broadcasting network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fly Boys trail 4-3 as we head to the top of the fifth inning. And fans, Fly Boys are back at home this weekend for a three-game set against the Kingsport Axemen. And when you're there, get yourself a nice cold Wicked Weed, as Wicked Weed is the official craft beer of the Greenville Fly Boys. Since 2012, Wicked Weed's been pushing the envelope, crafting unique beers with bold flavors for the forward drinker. Find your new favorite on draft at Pioneer Park or at your local East Tennessee retailer today. That's Wicked Weed craft beer. Down 4-3 are the Fly Boys after the whole Johnson City off the board in the bottom of the fourth. Greenville went down 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth. So looking to break that stretch as Cameron Laliberte steps in to lead off. He has a RBI double and flown out to second today. He squares the bunt, and that one's fouled. As now the Fly Boys trying small ball as Laliberte frustrated there, 0-1. Laliberte does have a bunt single on the year. Came against Elizabethton. Now the rest of the Appy League. No score changes yet. Bluefield has the bases loaded again with just one out against Danville up 9-0. 4-3 score here in favor of Johnson City. Ugawa fires the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Great breaking ball from Ugawa. Got some oohs and ahs from this crowd. That was a very nice pitch. Ugawa, who was settled down a bit in this one, as giving up the four hits, the three runs. But he struck out four, walked two, and hit one batter. That's about it. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Laliberte. Hit over toward third. Nice stop with the third baseman Pena. Fires the first. Moss off the line. Can he make the tag? No. Juking out of the tag is Laliberte. And he gets there safely. A little juke move at the end. It's an infield single for Laliberte. A tough play by Pena. Great stop, but threw Moss off the first base. Could not quite make the tag. Laliberte reaches here in the top of the fifth inning. A leadoff single as Miles Smith steps in. That's the fifth of the day for the Fly Boys. Second for Laliberte. Fisher Smith misses outside. 1-0. Laliberte kind of laughing with Antoine Bunkley and Michael Moss over there and kind of breathing a sigh of relief that he got there. That was a great stop by Pena. Just throw went wide. And a fire back. Moss cannot get the tag. Laliberte's in there safe. And it's 1-0. Laliberte's got his average up now to 410 again. It was under 400 before this contest. Just slipped under 400 after last night and moved up. Laliberte fall about taking off for second. Took a big lead, but that pitch was down. The side better against it. Now it's 2-0. What a smart decision. Laliberte, you've seen too many runners gunned out by the Fly Boys this season. 2-0. That one misses just low, 3-0. Not happy are the fans here for Johnson City. That one may have just missed. Similar pitch that was called strike three on Ashton King. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Fires back, checking a lot of bear tees in there safely. And now some action in that bullpen for the Doughboys. Leave. That's Tyler Cobb warming up. 3-0 to Smith. That one gets in there for a strike, 3-1. That one's on the other side of the strike zone, gets in there. Sun's starting to set to our left here. So, and they're looking down toward that bullpen. It's going to become more difficult here. Here's the 3-1. Nothing to fire. Check back on Laliberte. So Ugawa checking on Laliberte constantly. Did take one big lead, did Laliberte, but that really hasn't taken off yet. 3-1. That one shot foul the foot of Smith, and the count runs full. Laliberte took a big lead on that one, too, but stays there. So full count now to Miles Smith with nobody out. Laliberte on first with a reach on an infield single. Gala gets set. Gets a sign from Morales and will fire. That one's chopped softly over to Moss. Only plays at first, so it was a hit and run on. And at least it moves Laliberte over into scoring position. Productive for Smith on the ground at the first. And there's one away here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's some Jack O'Reilly reaching on a fielder's choice. Back in the first inning and then had a single back in the third, got all the way to third base, but could not score after Miles Smith scored. Bad breaking ball from Ugawa. Swings and misses that one, 0-1. Great movement on that pitch as Sun continues to set toward the west here in Johnson City. TVA Credit Union Ballpark. Sun's coming out now after a brief shower back in the second inning, 0-1. Swing and a miss, but that one gets away from Morales and advancing up 90 more feet off the pass ball is Laliberte. And now 90 feet away from tying this one up, the sack fly is still on for Jack O'Reilly. He can poke one to the outfield, get himself on, it'll tie it up with a hit, and it'll be the sixth hit of the ball game for the Fly Boys. 0-2 with one out to O'Reilly. Laliberte stands at third base. Here's the 0-2 pitch. That one's held in the bat toward center field. The catch will be made on the run, and no throw, so the sack fly for O'Reilly scores a run, and we're tied. Had to run all the way from almost dead center. Then McCabe Barney to make that catch, and the run's going to score and tie it up at four runs apiece with Aiden Kennedy stepping up with two outs. And checking on third base to see if maybe Laliberte left early. He did not. And Aiden Kennedy will step in. Tied ball game here in the top of the fifth inning. After the sack fly by Jack O'Reilly, scores Laliberte. It's the pitch to Kennedy, swinging a miss, a breaking ball down low, 0-1. Not the greatest numbers from Ugawa as this game is still tied, but has gotten out of some jams here tonight, looking to keep this game tied. The 0-1 to Kennedy. That one misses just outside, 1-1. Kennedy steps in. The 1-1 pitch is coming. That one thought that hit Kennedy, but must have hit Morales and goes flying back to the backstop, 2-1. This will be pitch number 86 for Ugawa. He's running just 49 strikes. And like I said, Tyler Cobb warming up in the bullpen for Johnson City. 2-1 pitch to Kennedy. That one's right down the middle, and that first strike, deuces wild. Good pitch from Ugawa, looking to go the five innings and keep this one tied after a sack fly by Jack O'Reilly. Let's tie this one up at four runs apiece. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Ugawa. Five strikeouts today, but the sack fly by Jack O'Reilly. Has tied this one back up at four runs apiece. Can Jones shut down the Doughboys again? We return to the bottom of the fifth inning on the Flyboys. Broadcasting Eller.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Sack fly from Jack O'Reilly is tied this one back up at four runs apiece. We go back and forth once again in the Appy League. Flyboys looking to snap their four-game losing streak. Longest one of the season. Their final series against the Johnson City Doughboys this season. Here in Johnson City, checking out the rest of the Appy League. Burlington up 7-0 now on Bristol on top of the sixth. Bluefield out 10-0 on Danville in the bottom of the sixth. Pulaski up 3-1 on Princeton in the bottom of the fifth, and Kingsport up 2-0 on Elizabeth in the bottom of the fifth. So still three teams have not scored a run tonight in the Appy League. Pena will step in, or pardon me. That's Combs, my bad. Now swinging a miss. First pitch, he sees 0-1. So Jones allowed a leadoff bunt single, but then the strange double play after Marmo got all the way to second base and realized Miles Smith caught the ball and was out at first, and then ground out to end the inning. The 0-1. It's fouled off, and now 0-2 on the Combs. Combs has a single and a strikeout today as Caleb Jones in for a second inning of work. And if he can get some offense, would be in line for the win now for the Flyboys. It'd be his first win of the season. That's three saves. Here's the 0-2 from Jones. That one's way high, breaks a little too much. And Jones knows he misses that one as he kind of shakes that one off. Now it's 1-2. Caleb Jones from North Augusta, South Carolina, playing at Winthrop University out of the Big South Conference. Okay, in Rock Hill, South Carolina. It's not too far away from home. The 1-2. That one's fouled off by Combs. The backstop and staying alive. Winthrop came a game away from making the Big South tournament this season. It's a program that was very highly praised in the state of South Carolina. That was back when Clemson, South Carolina, and Coastal were all really high praised, but Winthrop just fell short of the Big South tournament this year. That one's hit on a line toward Gleed, gets by him, and that's a leadoff single again for the Doughboys. As Combs gets his second hit of the ball game here in the bottom of the fifth inning. So Jones allows another leadoff single. And Roberto Pena steps in. And Pena was hit by a pitch, came around the score back in the third. It's one of those two runs that at the time gave the Doughboys the 4-3 lead. Now tied at four runs apiece. Pena has reached both times, a single and hit by a pitch. Does have two home runs against the Flyboys this year. And five home runs total as he is a big bat heading to Tulane University down in New Orleans. He's playing at South Florida this past season. Jones will fire toward Pena. That one gets in the dirt, blocked by Collins, one and up. So that rain shower came in the second inning, and you wonder if it's kind of dried up that turf a bit with the sun out. Wasn't up to stop the game. Also, I wonder how the grass is in the outfield. Turf infield, grass outfield, even a turf warning track on the infield. 1-0. This in the dirt again. Now 2-0. So Jones looking to find his momentum here. Keep this one tied. And alert, Kingsport has a no-hitter entering the top of the sixth inning against Elizabethton, up 2-0. So looking for the second nine-inning no-hitter of the season. There's been one by Burlington. There was a seven-inning no-hitter by Elizabethton against Greenville. That one's ripped by Pena. That's gone. No doubt about that one. Jones hangs that one up. It goes flying over the left field wall, and it's a two-run shot. Doughboys lead 6-4. That's Pena's third home run of the year against the Greenville Flyboys. As that one was left hanging, Pena rips it over the left field wall as he continues to be a menace against the Flyboys this season. Doughboys lead it now 6-4. No doubt about that one. It was left hanging, sounded beautiful off the bat, and looked even prettier, folks. That one goes flying. Now, how will Jones respond? His first pitch misses for a ball, 1-0 to Jared Johnson. So this is what we saw against Elizabethton, too. The Flyboys would get a run. It looked like they had a chance to get some momentum, and all of a sudden, Johnson was able to answer every single time, 1-0. Allen's hit to right field. That's the first straight hit of the inning. Johnson's going around first. The Sailor plays it off the wall, fires to second. Will roll in there, and almost overthrowing the bag was Johnson. But he stays on the bag, so a single, a home run, and a double. And the Doughboys, three straight hits. They're a triple away from an inning cycle by their team. And nobody out for Ashton King. King, a pair of strikeouts tonight, looking to avoid a silver sombrero. With his team up 6-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. And Andy Collins is going to go talk to his pitcher, Caleb Jones, who Jones gives up a leadoff single, then a homer by Pena, and then the double by Johnson. So it's not a great go at all for Jones. He's got four hits, two runs, in just an inning of work. He has thrown just 15 pitches today. So Kingsport has that no-hitter going in the top of the sixth, so we'll keep you updated on that one on Elizabethton. Burlington up 7-0 on Bristol in the top of the sixth. Pulaski up 3-1 on Princeton bottom fifth. And Bluefield up 10-0 top of the seventh on Danville. As no arms warming up in the bullpen yet for the Flyboys as Jones. It's all on him right now. Giving up two runs this inning and three straight hits. Nobody out for Ashton King. King has struck out both times, like we said earlier. Made some great defensive plays as King, but hasn't found the bat yet. Swing and a miss at that one. It's 0-1. Like I said, it's the 20-feet-high walls make it look like it's going to be hard to hit out here, but if you get a ball up and out, you can crush one. Pena did that for sure. Seen a lot of homers in this series this year. Logan Hugo's homer was the difference the last time these two teams played. The 0-1. Breaking ball misses outside, 1-1. Pena's be the difference right now. It is so far 6-4 lead for the Doughboys. No doubt are over the left field wall. And just to the right of a light pole in left field. There's the 1-1. That one's in the dirt. Collins blocks it. It's now 2-1. Now I wonder, John City is getting a video board as well, I believe sometime this week. They go to Elizabethton for three games at the end of the week, and I believe they're going to install it there and then. So that's going to make it harder to hit a home run over the TBA Credit Union Ballpark scoreboard because that video board is going to add another 10, 15 feet or so. Yeah, probably just 10 feet, I believe, from the looks of the scaffolding up there or the beams out there. So it won't be quite as big as the one at Greenville's Pioneer Park, but it will be a challenge. That one's chopped over toward Jones. Jones will fire the first, only play he has, and successful ground out by King. The move over toward third base Johnson with one away. Sack fly still in play for Matt Maselli. Maselli had reached on an error and then got a two RBI triple back in the third. That gave Johnson the first lead of the night, 4-3. And Brian Yetter now running down to the bullpen. I don't know if he would make an appearance. He is running down there and might be having a glove, so maybe Brian Yetter is running down. He's run down to the bullpen, probably to get somebody up and moving. Swing and a miss by Jones. from Jones to Massali, 0-1. Now, Ian Doherty runs down there, so there's a pitcher getting ready to warm up as Caleb Jones gives up two runs this inning and try to avoid a third. Team down 6-4 after the Pena home run. Here's the 0-1. Allen's in the dirt, blocked by Collins, 1-1. That is Yetter. He'd like to shake off, really, just the abysmal outing he had against Elizabethan, in which he threw 13 pitches, walked two batters, and hit one. Ended up earning the loss in that one. After all three runs scored, that started the 7-0 rally for Elizabethan late in that game on Monday night. Get you confirmation on who is warming up the bullpen. We can see a better shot of them. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss now, 1-2. So they chase that one. So Jones looking for his first strikeout of the day. And would take away the sacrifice for the Doughboys. Up 6-4 after a two-run bomb by Pena. And staying at third base after a double and moving on the ground out is Jared Johnson. 1-2 coming to Matt Maselli with one out here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jones fires. Swing and a miss. Collins tags him out to complete the strikeout. First strikeout of the day for Jones. And there's two away now. Sacrifice taken away. So Jones can hold it to a two-run deficit if he can get Emilio Morales out. Morales is 0-1. But drew a walk back in the second inning. Came around to score. Flew out, lined out to Jack O'Reilly. Then make a tag. He made the tag on the third base to end the inning in a great double play. Back in the third, that one misses low to Morales, 1-0. Morales, one of the newer players here, was called up in the developmental squad after just an exodus of catchers for Johnson City, including Kyle Harbison, who hit two home runs against the Fly Boys. 1-0, that misses, 2-0. Did that on July 3rd, and on July 4th, Morales came in. It was a pinch hitter and closed out the game at catcher. That 3-2 win for Johnson City over Greenville. Now we can do some damage here. This team up 6-4 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0. That one finds the edge of the strike zone, 2-1. That one just found the edge. Maybe been a good spot from Collins there to keep that one in the strike zone, but it's a 2-1 count now. 2-1 with two outs from Jones to Morales. Swing and a miss, now 2-2. Well, Kingsport will head to the bottom of the sixth now against Elizabethan as well as the home team and still having that no-hitter. So, again, keeping that up to date, Kingsport up 2-0. And it's thrown a no-hitter for five innings against the River Riders. Here's the 2-2 pitch, deuces wild to Morales. Two outs coming from Caleb Jones. Fires in the dirt, blocked by Collins. Count runs full. Kingsport's gotten already an out in the bottom of the sixth, and so they've gone 5 1/3 of an inning with a no-hitter, have the Axemen. So the Axemen, we questioned their pitching at times because they seem to have a lot of high-scoring games, but they have settled down nicely in the last three ball games. Payoff pitch from Jones. Way outside, that's a two-out walk. Morales reaches with a two-out walk. Runners on the corners now. First walk issued by Jones. And the inning continues for Caleb Marmo. Marmo had a single his last time up and was at second base. Miles Smith caught the ball and was gunned out on the classic 8-3 double play. As Marmo was on his backside at second base, and by the time he started walking back to the first, the ball had already gotten the candidate's glove and was out there. Looking to bring home at least one more run and extend the lead for the Doughboys. Allen misses away from Jones 1-0, so Jones, 29 pitches, 17 strikes, has one strikeout in 1 2/3 innings. Has allowed four hits, two runs. And that was that two-run shot by Pena earlier this frame that gave the Doughboys the lead back. Walked one and struck out one. The 1-0. That one, thought that one broke back into the strike zone, but must have just missed 2-0. And I think even Marmo's asking where that one missed that because I think Marmo's was confused on that one because I thought that one snuck back in, but must just been wide. A little off-center here. It's not the greatest view, but still have a solid view of that strike zone. 2-0. That one's in the dirt. Collins drops it, 3-0, and allowing to steal second, Will Morales. And now, and danger of walking the bases loaded is Caleb Jones. The pitcher warms up in the bullpen. I believe that is Yetter from here. Can't quite tell. We'll have to see here how long Jones can go. 3-0 with two outs. Runs at second and third is the pitch. That one gets in there for a strike. 3-1. That one just finds the bottom of the strike zone. Marmo was about to throw his bat and walk over to first base, but so step back into the batter's box. Here's the 3-1 pitch with two outs from Jones to Marmo. Looking to extend this Johnson City lead. The 3-1. That one's right down the middle. Called strike two. 3-2. Johnson City frustrated. That was a great pitch there. I don't understand the frustration of the Johnson City fans on that one, because that one was right down the middle. But again, home crowd gonna not stand with the umpires as much. So full count now from Jones to Marmo. Here's the payoff pitch with two outs. Jones will fire. Swing and fouls it off. Does Marmo to stay alive? Count stays full with two outs. Marmo reaches top of the order. Barney is up on deck. And if Barney and Moss reach, the Doughboys will have batted around in this inning. But right now it's a 3-2 count with two outs. From Jones to Marmo. Jones gets set, fires. Misses well away, and there's a walk. Two-out walk, back-to-back walks issued by Jones. And now the bases are loaded for McKay Barney. Barney today, 1-for-3 with an RBI, single, and a strikeout. Kingsport got for the sixth inning, and still no hitting Elizabethan or the Axemen in the top of the seventh of that one. And it's been Matthew Cornelius has gone six innings, has struck out 10, and has walked one for the Axemen today. So, again, we'll keep you up to date on that one so far. Bases low with two outs for McKay Barney in the bottom of the fifth. That one skips, and it's 1-0. Jones frustrated a little bit as he's walked back-to-back batters for the Doughboys here after giving up the two-run bomb to Pena. Here's the 1-0 count from Jones to Barney. With the bases loaded and two outs. Jones sets, fires. Swing and a miss. 1-1. From a distance, I believe that is Brian Yetter warming up in the bullpen. It's like a 13 from here, but can't quite tell. Bottom of the fifth inning, 1-1 count, two outs after the Doughboys take a lead on a two-run homer by Pena. Here's a 1-1 pitch from Jones. That one's fouled off, and Jones a strike away from getting out of this inning. 1-2 with two outs for McKay Barney. If he can reach, that'll bring home a run for Johnson City and bring up Michael Moss. Jones will get the sign from Collins. Barney a little bit of stare off, and now gets the sign. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Jones to McKay Barney. The 1-2. Well outside, stopped by Collins. Deuces wild to McKay Barney. Back-to-back walks after getting a strikeout and a ground out by Jones so far, as he is trying to keep this just a two-run deficit for his Flyboys offense. Johnson City's had an answer for everything Greenville has had happen to him. This time's going to get called as a ball goes flying out from the bullpen of Greenville. Maybe a 2-2 count again. Can't dismiss. Great throw by Jermaine Curtis to get back down to that bullpen down toward the right field corner. Here's a 2-2 pitch coming from Caleb Jones to McKay Barney. Jones fires. Swing, and that one's fouled off. may have clipped some of Avery Collins a bit. Barney stays alive, and it's a good thing it was a foul ball because it doesn't allow the runners to advance. And helps Collins and holds off a run from scoring. 2-2 pitch coming from Caleb Jones to McKay Barney. Two outs, bases loaded. John City now up 6-4 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Jones rocks back on the turf mound. Will get set. Kicks and fires. That was up the end of the bat, softly toward left field, and will be caught by Pinkston to end the inning. So, Pena's two-run bomb over the left field wall has given John City the lead back. They're up 6-4. We head to the top of the sixth inning. Five Boys got some work to do once again here on the Five Boys. Broadcasting network.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Doughboys up 6-4. A new pitcher for Johnson City will be number 3, Tyler Cobb. And may go by Ty Cobb, I believe. And yes, he does. Ty Cobb. Don't think there's any relation to the legendary pitcher of that name, but it's a good name to have if you're a pitcher. From Iron Station, North Carolina, playing at Walter State Community College. Just down the road in Morristown, Tennessee. So, get you the numbers on Ty Cobb here. Cobb has thrown just one inning this season. This is just his second appearance. Struck out one, didn't allow a hit, didn't allow a run. As Ty Cobb, again, been very efficient out of the bullpen in this lone inning of work. That was against Bluefield back on July 9th. Down here at TVA Credit Union Ballpark, and that was a 5-3 win for the Johnson City Doughboys. And another back-and-forth game similar to this one. 6-4 lead for Johnson City after Pena's two-run bomb. He has now hit 3 home runs this season against the Fly Boys. 2 at TVA Credit Union Ballpark and 1 at Pioneer Park. So half of his home runs have come against Greenville. So Pena, I mean, I think he's disappointed that this series ends tomorrow for the season. He'd love to face Greenville again. He has done very well against them. Looking back around the Abbey League, Bluefield up 12-0 on Danville in the bottom of the seventh. They are just rolling on a ridge runners with the Otterbites. Princeton has scored a run to now trail 3-2 to Pulaski in top of the sixth. Burlington still up 7-0 on Bristol. And Kingsport up 2-0, throwing a no-hitter right now is Matthew Cornelius, top of the seventh against Elizabethan. So looking for the second 9-inning no-hitter of the season. Oddly enough, Elizabethan threw the first no-hitter of the year. That was a 7-inning no-hitter against Greenville by Jackson Holmes. The Fly Boys were a close play at third away from being no-hit by Burlington on Sunday. As Doug Gleed steps in, first pitch, swing on Cobb. Sallow center field, and it's going to be caught by the second baseman, Maselli. And just like that, there's one away in the top of the sixth inning. Coming up, Kean Saylor. Saylor today is 0-2 of a strikeout. Came back in the third inning. He grounded out back in the first. Sun's starting to go down. Lights coming on. Still an overcast day. It looks like the rain is done for the moment. Done for the day as that pitch gets in there from Cobb, 0-1. So Ty Cobb, this is his second appearance of the season. probably go longer than an inning if he keeps working as quick as he does. That one just misses outside. Falk got the corner and just missed. Morales couldn't get the frame job, 1-1. This is very close to the 1-1 pitch. That one gets down the middle, 1-2. Ty Cobb working a lot more, better pace than Uagawa, a faster pace, not better pace, just faster. Here's a 1-2. That one's hit over the head of King, and that is a one-out single for Saylor. Saylor's going to try for two. The throw is well offline, and that's actually going to be a one-out double for Key and Saylor. So that's the first hit Cobb's given up this season. Saylor, it's all the way to second base with the one-out double here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network, and now something going for Greenville. And Avery Collins comes up now with a runner at second base as that one misses for a ball, 1-0.
It's up there, but the scoreboard is broken. It's up there. Oh, yeah, that score's correct, yeah.
I didn't know it was broken.
Yeah, scoreboard at the top of this broken.
Collins looks at the 1-0, hits that one toward the dugout, laser shot into the dugout of the Fly Boys. Looks like everybody's okay. Ian Daugherty was down at that end, and so was Alex Diaz. And Alex Diaz is kind of getting pushed around a bit, make sure he's okay. Looks to be fine. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That was swung on and missed. Great breaking ball from Cobb, 1-2. The guy's playing in junior college, Cleveland State Junior College, and Collins, and then Walter State for Ty Cobb. Two very good programs, and the area. 1-2. That one's off the end of the bat. Saylor took a big lead down the third. It's going to be caught in the left fielder, Johnson, and running back is Saylor to second base. And there's two away on the fly out by Avery Collins. So Max Mikolaikis will step in. Today's pair of fly outs. One on a great jump by Ashton King in shallow left field. Other than that, Mikolaikis, quiet day. I think a whole lot of balls hit toward him either. Mikolaikis looks for his first hit, and Saylor over at second base chops that one foul and one. An RBI of Mikolaikis would cut the lead to one for Johnson City, up 6-4 here in the top of the sixth with two outs. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Mikolaikis. They off the end of the bat. Chance for that one to get down, but a nice play on the run. Great jump by Johnson. And that is caught near the warning track and ends the inning. So Key and Saylor, a one-out double. But a pair of flyouts over toward Johnson in the frame. At the bottom of the sixth. Johnson City extend their lead here on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28.
Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Remember the last time your family visited the forest? It's a place of wonder and imagination for the whole family, where stories come to life, and it's closer than you think. Ready to plan your next visit? Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Pitching change for the Fly Boys. Looks like Brian Yetter is out there for Greenville. And Yetter had an outing he would like to forget his last time out. Earned a loss against Elizabethton, which he threw 13 pitches. He walked two batters and hit one and threw just two strikes that entire time. Gave up three runs. That started the scoring for the River Riders. And they scored seven unanswered, win 12-7. So Yetter comes in, his team down 6-4. we talked about Yetter had built that confidence up since that Pulaski game where he went two innings, gave up two hits, and struck out two, and that was it. Got the win over Kingsport on the 24th. Then got the and shut down Elizabethton back on the 1st of July. And then got the win over Bluefield. Had four straight solid outings. Before that, Elizabethton won where the wheels just came off. So Yetter, a 2-4 record, a 7.36 ERA. 22 innings pitched, 27 hits, 18 runs. One homer, two hit batters, eight walks to 22 strikeouts. So Yetter, the Marist Red Fox, will look to keep this a two-run ball game with Michael Moss leading off in the bottom of the sixth inning. Kingsport still has that no-hitter going, but Elizabethton did have a runner reach, and they're at second base. We'll give you updates on that. First pitch from Yetter misses high, 1-0, and similar start to what Yetter had on Monday. We'll hope to calm down and better appearance on the pen. That one's golf swing by Moss straight into the air. Mikolaikis will call it by off, and Mikolaikis makes his first put out of his Appy League career. And well, two pitches and gets an out. Does Yetter. It's already a better appearance out of the pen than on Monday. Here comes Combs, who has done well today. Two hits and a run scored for Scott Combs. Now batting 300. Granny hasn't played that long with Johnson City, but has done well in his few appearances for the Doughboys. First pitch from Yetter. That one almost gets inside. Combs gets out of the way, 1-0, and Combs will throw it back to Yetter. Two runners have reached for Elizabethton, still no hitters. It must be walks or hit by pitches, I believe. So Elizabethton trying to do what the Pirates did earlier in the year, win a game against the Reds while getting no hit. However, Kingsport is up 2-0. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Great pitch from Yetter. Breaking ball and misses on Moss since 1-1. So Yetter already has thrown the same amount of strikes he threw on Monday. He's thrown only four pitches. Yetter looking a lot back in his groove than on Monday night. The 1-1 pitch. That one right down the middle for a strike, 1-2. Combs was over the plate a little bit, so might have been to back him off a bit, and it was called a strike as it's right down the middle. 1-2 coming from Yetter to Combs. With one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Hit on a line and foul. And if that one was to the right a bit, Combs will be standing at second, possibly third. Didn't have enough height to get over the 20-foot wall down the around the ballpark, but was deep enough to come close. Here's the 1-2 as Yetter will step off. Combs works a lot quicker than more of these batters for Johnson City. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Well outside, skips by Collins, it's 2-2. And you gotta wonder how that weather, again, it hasn't rained in a while since the second inning, which was about 7:45, so a little bit over an hour 15. So we're just past 9:02 p.m. in Johnson City. Wonder how much it's dried up. 2-2, misses low, and the count runs full. That one was dropped by Collins as well, so gotta see what Combs does here. If Yetter can avoid issuing his first walk of the game. 3-2 pitch, one out, coming in the bottom of the sixth inning from Brian Yetter to Combs. Fires, that one's hit sky high and out of play. We'll get toward the road. That one just landed toward the road, I believe. It hung way up in the air, but no harm, no foul. No harm, but was a foul, actually. Think about it. Here's a 3-2 pitch from Yetter. That one's fouled off toward the netting. And long at bat for Combs. That's pitch number 9 of this at bat. Coming to Combs from Brian Yetter. Looking to keep it a 6-4 ball game. 3-2 pitch. That one's off the edge of the bat, high in the air. Saylor's going to run in. Mikolaikis is going to actually catch it. And so Mikolaikis, it's made two outs here this inning after being fairly quiet on defense. Didn't have a single ball hit to him until just now, as Roberto Pena steps in. Pena's reached all three times today, including a two-run bomb over the left field wall. Has a single and a home run and was hit by a pitch. Came around to score off in the third inning. That's a two-run shot of the left field wall. Batting average up to .350 on the year and six home runs. So Yetter can ill afford to miss. Facing Roberto Pena with two outs at the bottom of the sixth. His home run the difference so far. That swung on and missed. The one Pena was swinging for the fences for sure on that one. Looking to make it a three-run ball game. Still no hitter for Kingsport, up 2-0, heading to the top of the eighth. So, however, Elizabethan got on. It was not a hit, and they weren't able to score. So, I keep that one locked in for sure. Down the road from us, the 0-1. That one's chopped softly over toward Canada at first. Picks it up, steps on the back, 1-2-3 inning. And the Dub Boys can't score anything. They still hold a 6-4 lead. We head to the seventh inning. Fly Boys looking to get their offense going. Down 6-4 on the Fly Boys Broadcast Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Flyboys down 6-4 heading to the top of the seventh inning, and fans, buying or selling a property is one of the biggest decisions you can make. That's why McCray Real Estate Group is here to help. Their team of experienced agents will guide you for every step of the real estate transaction. They take care of every detail, so there's no need to stress. Why would you ever take a chance? Call McCray Real Estate Group at 423-704-9866. Visit them online at easttennesseehomesource.com. You can find the McCray Real Estate Group on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Fly Boys down 6-4 as we head to the top of the seventh inning. It's Ty Cobb out for another inning of work. It's allowed one hit. And that is shut down the Fly Boys. Andrew Pinkston steps in. That one misses outside for a ball. And another Pinkston today, 1-for-2 of a run scored. Scored in the first after getting a leadoff single. 1-0. Runs high, 2-0. At the time, that gave the Fly Boys a 1-0 lead. We cut it to 2-0. Fly Boys also led 3-2 at one point in this one, the top to the top of the third, but since then have trailed. Now down 6-4, 2-0. That one gets in the strike zone, finds the corner, and it's 2-1. Did tie it up in the fifth at four runs apiece, but two-run homer by Pena, the difference maker so far. 2-1. Hit off the end of the bat of Pinkston, hangs up, and will get out of play toward the beer garden and gets out toward the road, 2-2. Near downtown Johnson City, just down the road from downtown Johnson City and the campus of East TSU. TVA Great Union Ballpark. 2-2. Shot foul again, and means 2-2. Near kind of a complex with the Tri-Cities Otters of the USL League 2. Play soccer at a field behind the stadium. 2-2 pitch. That one misses low, 3-2. Also have an amphitheater nearby, so a pretty good area for not just baseball, but for soccer and other sports here in Johnson City. Of course, the ETSU down the road, you have all those college athletics going on for the rest of the year. Payoff pitch. Pinkston swings and misses. Great pitch from Cobb. Gets his first strikeout of the ball game, and there's one away here in the top of the seventh inning. Here comes Cameron Laliberte. He's having the best day of any hitter for the Fly Boys. 2-for-3 of a run scored and an RBI. Had an RBI double back in the first. And then came around to score. Or pardon me, was out there. Came around to score back in the fifth on a sack fly by Jack O'Reilly. So Laliberte looking for something here to The offense going for the fly ball. That breaking ball misses high from Cobb, and it's 0-1. Cobb at Walter State Community College. Native of Iron Station, North Carolina. 0-1 misses just low, and it's our 1-0. Pardon, misses just low. It's now 2-0. Good crowd still here for Johnson City. The rain did not deter a solid crowd coming out to TBA Credit Union Ballpark. 2-0. That one's hit right up the middle. Alaberte is going to have another hit, his third of the day. Another single for the Arizona Wildcat. Seventh of the day, and it's a one-out single that gets Alaberte on base with one out for Miles Smith. Miles Smith today, 0-for-1, but has two runs scored. Was hit by a pitch in the first, came around the score. Drew a walk in the third, came around the score. So whenever he's been on, he has scored runs for the Fly Boys. It's two of them today. Throw back to first, and that one gets over the head of Moss, and Alaberte is going to walk over the second base, an error on Cobb, second error of the ball game. And now Alaberte in scoring position for Miles Smith. Miles Smith hits anything to the outfield. A chance for Alaberte to come score and possibly for Smith to get in the scoring position himself. There's that bullpen going to work for the Doughboys right now. I believe that's Michael Esposito warming up. Runner's going to go. Alaberte tries to go third. Perfectly timed throw by the catcher, Morales, and guns out Alaberte to Pena. That was a great throw from Morales to pick off Alaberte. Just like that, you get all that momentum through the Fly Boys, and Morales just takes it away, gunning out Alaberte at third base. There's two outs for Miles Smith. That's a great throw by Morales. Again, having to get caught up from the developmental squad here in Johnson City, and it's done well so far. Here's the 1-0. That one gets in there for a strike. 1-1. So now sacrifice taken away from Morales. 1-1 with two outs in the top of the seventh. Now one's off the edge of the bat and will go foul toward the bullpen, 1-2. And so Cobb, after giving up the double or the single to Alaberte, Morales guns him out at third. Chance to face the minimum here if he can get Miles Smith out. Here's the 1-2 pitch coming from Cobb to Smith. Fires, misses away in the dirt, and it's 2-2. Bristol making some noise down now, 7-3. The Burlington bottom of the seventh, so the State Liners trying to make a comeback there. 2-2. Hit off the end of the bat by Smith. Going to hang in the air. He's going to keep hanging up. Goes to foul territory. Catch made on the run. Great play again by Johnson. And so Alaberte gets the second base. Gets the second base. Called stealing. Fly Boys can't score. We had time to stretch in Johnson City. Head to the bottom of the seventh on the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Fly Boys down 6-4 at the bottom of the seventh. Brian Yetter back out there looking around the Appy League. Like I said, Burlington now up just 7-3 in the top of the eighth over Bristol. Pulaski is on top of Princeton 3-2 in the top of the seventh. And then Bluefield run all over Danville at 15-0 bottom eighth. About to close that one out. are the Ridge Runners. Still a no-hitter going in Elizabethton for Kingsport. Up 2-0 on the River Riders are the Axemen. They have runners at first and second with nobody out on top of the eighth, looking to extend that lead. Yet are out for another inning of work here at CBA Credit Union Ballpark. And Jared Johnson has made some great defensive plays, steps in. He's also been very good on the base paths today. First pitch. And for a strike, 0-1. Johnson 1-for-2 of a run scored. Also drew a walk in this ball game. It's a double his last time up. 0-1 misses just outside, and it just missed from Yetter. 0-1-1. So Yetter goes an inning this time. And a lot better tonight than his last appearance on Monday. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him to chase. It's now 1-2. Yetter looking to keep it just a two-run deficit. The Fly Boys have six outs to work with. At the top of the eighth, the top of the ninth inning, down by two runs. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Four-pitch strikeout for Yetter. His first strikeout since last Thursday, and that is one away. Here in the bottom of the seventh, and that's actually now. The fifth straight batter retired by the Fly Boys defense. So looking to play shutdown baseball on defense. This last two innings, Ashton King steps in. That one's going to hit him, so never mind about that. Thought it was shutdown baseball, and then that one's going to hit him. Allow King to reach. As he'll reach for the first time today. A pair of strikeouts and then ground out to the pitcher. He reaches the painful way after getting hit by a pitch. That's the first batter reach against Yetter. Inning in the third. As Matt Maselli steps in. Maselli has that two RBI triple today. That's his lone hit of the day. Came around to score later in that inning as he fouls that one off from the glove of Collins 0-1. Or probably he came around to score back in the second after reaching on an error. Was stranded at third after a line drive by Morales. Was caught by O'Reilly and tagged the base to turn double play to end the third inning. The 0-1 coming from Yetter as he pauses and now fires. In the dirt block by Collins, 1-1. Six-four lead for the Doughboys as King stands on first base after reaching on a hit-by pitch and throw back first. Check on him, Will Yetter. As the wind blowing out toward right field has picked up a bit. And last glimmers of sunlight shining on a beautiful sunset to our left, 1-1. That one swung on and missed, gets by Collins, and will allow King to walk to second base. So walks to second base on the pass ball. Now, double play taken away. 1-2 count with one out for Maselli. Facing Yetter. Yeah, looking for another strikeout, and now Collins is going to call time and go talk to his pitcher, Brian Yetter. Pulaski has scored a run. Now they go up 4-2 on Princeton, top of the seventh. Burlington holds off Bristol for the moment, up 7-3 in top of the eighth. Kingsport still up batting, up 3-0 in the top of the eighth. Runs at the corners and one out. Again, they're throwing a no-hitter right now. It's Matt Cornelius and Brett Imhoff have combined for a no-hitter through seven innings so far. Up 3-0 with six outs left for the River Riders to get their first hit of the ballgame and possibly a run. Here's the 1-2. In the dirt, this one blocked by Collins, 2-2. It's a lone body standing up in the bullpen for the Fly Boys. Hasn't started warming up yet or stretching. Just standing and talking to his teammates, sitting down in the bullpen. 2-2 pitch coming from Brian Yetter with King standing on second base. One out here in the bottom of the seventh inning, 6-4 lead for Johnson City. 2-2. And this is high, and the count runs full. So Yetter, how will he respond after hitting his first batter of the ball game, allowing his first batter to reach today? Payoff pitch coming to Maselli. One out. 3-2. That one's fouled off. Maselli got a piece of it and stays alive. Again, Maselli has that RBI triple today, two RBI triple today. And scored after reaching on an error. That tied a 2-1 game, and the double was able to tie it up later that inning at 2-2. In the inning, that should have been a 1-2-3 inning for Riley Taylor. Here's payoff pitch, number two coming as Maselli steps back in. Yetter will get the sign from Collins. Gets set and fires. Hit off the end of the bat, hangs in the air. Smith makes the long run for center field, grabs it. Tagging up is King, and King will jog into third, slides in there. So, again, productive out by Maselli as it moves King to third base. But two outs, the sac fly has been taken away for Morales. And now it looks like an injury or some kind for Miles Smith, and Smith holding up his thumbs up as Michael Davis, trainer, going out to check on Smith. But Smith gives the thumbs up and says he's good to go. So Davis filling in for Maria Mueller, who's out of town for personal reasons. So luckily Smith looks to be okay. Here comes Morales. He steps in, and that pitch misses left from the other one. And Morales today is 0 for 1. He's drawn two walks and a score to run. Scored back in the second inning. Also gunned out Laliberte at third. Back on top of the seventh. That pitch misses low from Yetter as well. 2-0. Right at third base is King after he's hit by a pitch. Moved up the second on a passed ball and got the third base on a sack on a fly out the center field. Said hopefully Miles Smith's okay. Didn't look like anything that would cause any pain. Don't know if it hurt on the throw or what. That one's hit off the edge of the bat. Torquay and Saylor. Saylor will settle underneath it and makes the catch at the end of the inning. So a run against the third base for Johnson City. And able to score. Flyboys have six outs to score two runs. Extend this ball game. Let's find out what the offense can do when we return to Flyboys Broadcast Network.
Up US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
I believe Michael Esposito is out the pitch for the Doughboys. Can't quite see a number. I see a zero, and I think that's a one in front. No, Ty Cobb is done for today, and Cobb today goes two innings with two hits and gets a strikeout. Doesn't allow any runs. It's kept a two-run lead for the Doughboys. And I apologize. That is completely wrong. That was a 3-0, not a 1-0. So Gavin Bates now in the pitch for Johnson City. So Bates out of Auburn, Maine, goes to Iona. Now Iona University out of the Metro Atlantic. Just changed that name today. Bates this season has a 7-11 ERA, 6 innings, 3rd innings pitch, going to 5 hits, 5 runs, 1 home run, 4 walks to 17 strikeouts, and 6 in the 3rd innings pitch. So Bates has been very efficient in his time with the Doughboys. Against Greenville on July 3rd, however, Bates kind of got rocked a bit. Went 2/3 of an inning, did 3 hits, 3 runs, and that was that home run by David Bishop that blew that game wide open. And struck out two, so was rocked a little bit last time against Greenville. On the 19th against Greenville, Bates went one inning and struck out two. Didn't allow a hit or a run, so that was solid. And then on July 10th at Greenville in Pioneer Park, went in and gave up a run, walked two, and struck out three. So mixed bag for sure from Bates, playing for our Iona and Johnson City. He has a two-run lead with six outs to work with, and Jack O'Reilly stepping in. So Riley today has done his part to keep the Fly Boys in this one. One for two with an RBI. That was that sack fly. Back in the fifth inning. Got away to third base in the third inning, but was stranded there after strikeouts by Canada and Saylor and a fly out by Gleed held him there, or moved him over there. So Riley steps in the lead off top of the eighth inning, a two-run deficit for the Fly Boys in this one. Bates will get the sign and fires. Bounce off the end of the bat and out play 0-1. Kingsport going to the bottom of the eighth now, up 3-0, still throwing that no-hitter against Elizabethan. Bluefield up 15-0 on Danville, and there's two outs for the Otterbots. It'll have to be a miraculous rally for Danville in that one. 6-4 lead here for Johnson City, and now time's going to be called as Morales is going to talk to his pitcher, Bates, after his first pitch. Burlington up 8-3 on Bristol, so they've gotten a run back from the State Liners. Pulaski and Princeton a good one, up 4-2 are the River Turtles on the Whistle Pigs in the bottom of the seventh. Princeton looking to come back in that one. So we got some great, got some good games coming down to the wire in the Appy League. And then you have no hitter going right now, so might want to keep an extra tab open for your video streams or your audio streams if you listen to the Fly Boys Broadcasting Network. Here's the 0-1 pitch coming from Bates in the dirt. It's 1-1. Sorry, again, we said that Michael Esposito is in that bullpen for the Doughboys. He has closed out a couple of games and has a save against Greenville. It came on July 4th. The South Carolina Gamecock has been very good against the Fly Boys this season. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Bates. That one breaks down and almost clips the feet of O'Reilly 2-1. Bates has a similar throwing motion of Rowan Tarper. Kind of leans back and then guns it forward at the last minute. Been a little bit wild with it early in this one as Bates in his outing, but looks to find the strike zone here with a two-run lead. The 2-1 pitch. Allen's chopped over to third, picked up, fires to first, and makes the play. Does Pena, and there's one away. So doesn't matter how you get the outs, just get the outs if you're in this situation for Johnson City, up by two runs, and gets the ground out of O'Reilly, and there's one away in the top of the eighth. And that brings up Aiden Canaday. To bat Canada after having a great series against Elizabethan. Yeah, just 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts today. So looking to avoid the silver sombrero, and his first hit is a ball goes flying from the Greenville bullpen and an arm warming up there. So probably the end of the day for Yetter. And if it is, it goes two innings, strikes out one, hits a batter, but doesn't give up any hits or give up any runs. That's all I can ask for from your reliever when you're down by two runs here. There's pitch to Canaday with one out in the top of the eighth inning. Almost as high, 1-0. Canaday looking to get his first hit of the night. I believe him, Mikolaikis, and Collins are the only three that haven't reached base for the Fly Boys tonight. I don't get in their first strike, 1-1. I always have the seven hits tonight and the four runs, but the last two innings have not scored. Lions State in a two-run deficit. Johnson City has also been shut down in their last two frames. Here's a 1-1 pitch to Canaday. That one gets in there, finds the corner of the strike zone, 1-2. That's a great pitch from Bates. It's 1-2 of one out. And they're looking to avoid his third strikeout of the day. Trying to get his first hit of the afternoon. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That one's in there, strike three right down the middle. Great pitch from Bates. Little breaking ball throws Canada. That's the silver sombrero for Aiden Canada, and there's two away. In the top of the eight for Dub Gleed. Gleed one for three. We have an RBI single. That came back in the first inning, but since then, it was a pair of pop-outs to his credit. Get something going here. His fly ball is down to four outs. Now my two runs. First pitch from Bates to Gleed. Goff swings that one sky high in the air. Morales will look for it. Pena's going to call him off. Now Morales will find it. No, Pena finds it. Runs right into Morales. Everybody's okay as Pena slides in and makes a great play. Morales, I think, had lost that one in the lights a bit. Pena slides in there in the last second to make the play. A fantastic play by Pena again. And the Flyboys go down 1-2-3. The Doughboys look to extend their lead up 6-4 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
I taught for 20 years, until I started forgetting my lectures.
Eventually, he had to quit. Getting his early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard, but it gave us time to take control of the situation together.
I can't imagine going through this without him.
If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. For more information, visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Pitching change for the Flyboys. Brian Yeager has two innings, gives up zero hits, zero runs. Strikes out one and hits one batter, but doesn't give up any runs like we said. And that's all you can ask for, down by two runs are the Flyboys. And they will now send out, for the second time this season, Landon Whitley out of App State. Whitley made his appearance, first appearance of the year, back against Burlington. Went one inning, walked one, and struck out two. So Whitley was able to shut down Burlington for his one inning pitch, looking to do the same here against Johnson City. Granted, a much closer game for Whitley in this one. Flyboys only down by two runs, heading to the bottom of the eighth inning. Now 6-4. Meanwhile, Elizabethton has two runners on, but they still have yet to record a hit. So Kingsport pitching a no-hitter as Elizabethton's down to four outs. And that one down 3-0. Final score, Bluefield rolls with Danville 15-0. Danville's lost three in a row. Burlington up 8-3 on Bristol on top of the ninth. Pulaski up 4-2 on Princeton, but the whistle picks with the bases loaded with nobody out in the bottom of the seventh. Got some exciting games going on in the Appy League as Caleb Marmo will step in. He's the first pitcher. I'll face Landon Whitley. First batter, I'll face pitcher Landon Whitley here out of the bullpen. Whitley out of Appalachian State University. First pitch from Whitley in the dirt. Bounces well away. And it's 1-0. First pitch misses from Whitley. Thing bounced in the dirt, and Ron Whitley will respond. He walked the first batter he faced against Burlington. Settled down and got a pair of strikeouts to end the inning. There's the 1-0 pitch. That one's in the dirt, blocked by Collins. They're going to see if he went around. Nope, Marmo held up. It's 2-0. Marmo today 1-for-2 with a strikeout. Only batters not to record a hit for the Doughboys are Ashton King, who reached on a hit by a pitch, and Emilio Morales. So everybody has reached. He's drawn two walks. Everybody has reached for the Doughboys today. They have six runs off of nine hits, two errors. Flyboys have four runs off of seven hit and one error. It's a 2-0 pitch from Whitley to Marmo. That one finds the corner of the strike zone, 2-1. That's a good pitch that moved across the strike zone, froze Marmo. make it 2-1. It's a very quiet night here in Johnson City. A small crowd still remains. Watch this exciting finish. We should have 2-1. Misses up high, 3-1. Willie trying to move across strike zone again. Couldn't find the corner. Looking like he's trying to avoid walking the first bat he sees. Did so against Burlington, but ended up getting a pair of strikeouts later that inning to hold the sock puppets off the board. Here's the 3-1 pitch from Whitley. Allen misses way away, and Marmo is going to take a walk as he gets a leadoff walk here in the bottom of the eighth inning to start the offense for the Doughboys. So the Flyboys have walked a combined five batters tonight. They've hit two. That's 7-3 passes given by the Flyboy pitchers. Compared to 7 total strikeouts, 5 of those came from Riley Taylor, 1 from Jones, 1 from Yetter. Back to the top of the order as McKay Barney steps in. First pitch to Barney, finds the strike zone, 0-1. Barney tonight is 1-for-4 with an RBI single back in the second. Has struck out once. Get that back in the sixth inning. Pardon me, did that in the fifth inning. The 0-1 pitch from Whitley. Marmo took a big lead, and Collin stood up, and nothing doing there as it's 1-1. Flyboys need to keep the Doughboys off the board, down by 2 runs here in the top of the, or turning to bottom of the eighth inning to give a chance for their offense in the top of the ninth. It'll be Saylor, Collins, and Mikolaikis, coming up the bat. 1-1 from Whitley. Hit off the edge of the bat toward left field, and that'll land in front of Pinkston. That's the 10th hit of the night for the Doughboys. It's the first hit given up this year by Whitley. And there's 2 runners on with nobody out for Michael Moss. Well, Kingsport gets out of the eighth inning again. They have a no-hitter going into the ninth. Top of the ninth now, Elizabethan. So Kingsport up 3-0. They'll bat around and look to complete the no-hitter. It'll be the second 9-inning no-hitter of the season in the Appy League and the 3rd overall no-hitter in the Appy League. 1 for Burlington, 1 for Elizabethan. That was a 7-inning no-hitter against Greenville. Nobody out for Michael Moss. Fires. That one misses. Dahl actually gets down there for a strike, 0-1. Thought that one missed low, but that's the bottom of the strike zone, 0-1. Johnson City was almost no-hit by Burlington, down 17-0, going into the ninth inning of that contest earlier in the year, and the Sock Puppets ended up getting a hit, but still a tough loss for Johnson City, who rebounded nicely after starting 0-8. Finally got their pitching staff in and settled in. Now a chance to get to second place in the Appy League West Division. Here's the 0-1 from Whitley. Finds corner of the strike zone, 0-2. So Whitley looking to settle in after walking the first batter and then allowing a single. Runs at first and second, nobody out for Moss, who is 1-for-4 today with an RBI single to his credit. O-2 pitch coming from Whitley to Moss. Checks on Marmo with fire. Marmo's going to take off. That one gets way by Collins, and everybody's going to walk up 90 feet, and Collins finally gathers that one in, and it's a 2-2. Makes it 2-2 now with nobody out. And now runs in scoring position. Takes away the double play. So that ball gets by Collins. 2-2 pitch from Whitley. The pass ball allows runners to get the second. For a wild pitch, allows runners to get the second and third. Moss gets set. 2-2 fires. In the dirt, that gets by Collins again, and a pass ball is going to allow a run to score. So Whitley has just been throwing all around and has not been able to find the strike zone much this inning. A run's going to score a 7-4 lead for Johnson City. And they've recorded just 1 hit this inning. Now it's a full count on to Moss, and Moss, who has been able to draw a ton of walks this season, will look to do so again. The runner at third base, now a 7-4 lead for Johnson City after the ball in the dirt It's by Collins. It's Collins and Willie struggling right now. Has allowed a run to score. Just some defensive miscues for the Flyboys. From the Coston payoff pitch. Hit high into the air. That's going to be deep enough into right field to Saylor. Tagging up is Barney. Barney is going to come in and score. That throws way offline. And it's now an 8-4 lead as the Doughboys have doubled up Greenville. So just defensive miscues from Collins and Whitley. And now two runs have scored, and there's just one out for Scott Combs. Combs today 2-for-4 of a run scored. And a strikeout. 8-4 lead now for Johnson City. As the hole gets bigger for the Flyboys. They'll need to score 4 runs now on the top of the ninth. And that's, again, there's only one out. And Roberto Pena is guaranteed to come up in this inning. Willie gets set. Fire. That one's ripped toward the outfield. Pinkston diving stop. Can't be made. It gets down in front of him. And that's a single for Combs with one out. And I think Combs thought he was out because he was jogging toward first. And I think he thought he was out. Pinkston trying to make a diving stop. Could not. Would have been a very impressive play. Second hit of the inning for the Doughboys. And Roberto Pena a chance here to blow this one well out of the water. He can get a second home run of the night. 2-for-3 with 2 runs scored and 2 RBI. 2 run shot that put them, the Doughboys, 6-4 earlier in this ballgame back in the fifth inning. That's the last time he was up. He's hit 3 of his 6 home runs this season against the Flyboys. 2 at TVA Credit Union Ballpark and 1 at Pioneer Park. Running on first with 1 out, 8-4 lead for Johnson City. That was in the dirt block by Collins, 1-0. Slight work in the bullpen for the Flyboys, but this is all on Whitley, who's gone one third of an inning, giving up 2 hits, 2 runs, walked one. Of course, the wild pitches. Allowed 1 run to score as well. The wild pitch, pardon me, allowed 1 run to score, and time's going to get called by Pena to reset. Wellington now up 9-3 on Bristol on top of the ninth. Pulaski up 4-3 on Princeton in the top of the eighth, so they have held off the Whistle Pigs for the moment. They have the bases loaded, the River Turtles. That one also gets by Collins, and Whitley has just been unable to find the strike zone at all tonight. That's another pass ball wild pitch. It's a 2-0 count, and the double play is taken away. As Combs moves up to second base. So Whitley, I don't know what's going on with him. It's just been late in the ball games. The past couple of nights for pitchers for the Flyboys, just saw it with Yetter and Tucker the other night, and now seeing it with Whitley. After a solid outing from Brian Yetter, kept the Flyboys in this ball game. All right, second 2-0 pitch. That one misses outside, 3-0. Came to the bottom of the ninth in Elizabethton. Kingsport still has that no-hitter going, so they are 3 outs away from a no-hitter against the River Riders. 8-4 lead for Johnson City here with one out here in the bottom of the eighth. They've scored 2 runs this inning. 3-0 count to Pena. So he'll look to reach here. Keep the carousel moving for Johnson City. 3-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch from Whitley. Makes it 3-1. Run scored on a wild pitch and then a run scored on a sack fly. This inning, but the story has been 2 wild pitches by Whitley so far in this inning. Pena calls time again. This is Whitley's second appearance of the season for the Flyboys, and this one has not gone the way he would have hoped for sure. 3-1 with one out from Whitley to Pena. He gets set and fires. Now misses Wow in the way, and that's another walk by Whitley. That's the second walk of the inning. And now you got to wonder if that bullpen is going to get moving for the Flyboys at all, or if that's still on Whitley here. This inning has been a walk, single, sack fly, single, walk. Two runs have scored. Of course, a wild pitch as well as Collins goes out to talk to Whitley. And just like that, Elizabethan's broken up the no-hitter. The bottom of the ninth against Kingsport. It was Harrison Rogers got a single to break up that no-hitter. So the Axemen have a no-hitter, take a no-hitter into the ninth. They're still up 3-0. Are the Axemen, but the no-hitter is gone. Looking, though, however, for another win. Our Kingsport, it would be their, I believe, their fifth in a row. Allen misses outside from Willie 1-0. Willie tonight has thrown 20 pitches, just 8 strikes. As Jared Johnson steps in. 1-for-3 today with a run scored in the walk and a strikeout once. Or is it first and second, one out? That one misses, and it's now 2-0. Whitley has been all over the strike zone tonight and cannot find it. What was a two-run game has ballooned to a four-run deficit. It was just two-run deficit entering this inning, and just one out for Johnson City. 2-0 pitch. Allen misses, now 3-0. So Willie in danger of issuing his third walk of the inning. Wonder if, again, bullpen, there's guys just standing up in the bullpen for Greenville, but probably wouldn't see anybody come in yet. I want to save some arms. Still got a long week. Have tomorrow's game against Johnson City and 3 straight against Kingsport. 3-0. Finds corner of the strike zone, 3-1. Sneaks in there. 3-1 with one out to Jared Johnson. Fly Boys looking to stop the bleeding here after giving up 2 runs in the bottom of the 8. 3-1. Allen misses away, bounces from Collins, and everybody's going to move up 90 feet. And that's another walk issued by Whitley. 3 this inning and 2nd in a row. So wheels have come off a bit for the Fly Boys here as Ashton King steps in. And King was hit by a pitch his last time. We've got the third base in score, so maybe this is the guy he'd like to come up, as he is one of two batters not to record a hit. Sorry. Yes, one of two batters for the Doughboys not to record a hit tonight. So now someone's getting up in the bullpen for the Greenville Flyboys. Bases loaded, one out for Ashton King. As that bullpen starts to get active for Greenville. First pitch to King is blocked by Collins, and it's 1-0. And Seth Willie has thrown 25 pitches, 9 strikes. Unsure. Willie just cannot find the strike zone right now. He has made Collins have to work behind the plate. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Whitley. Allen gets in there for a strike. No, that one missed, and I don't know where that one missed. That one looked like it was right down the middle. I have no clue where that one missed for sure. Jermaine Curtis asked him where it missed, and our umpire's not giving him the answer. I have no clue where that one missed, folks. That looked right down the middle from here. So now 2-0 to Whitley. 26 pitches, just 9 strikes. 2-0 pitch. Well outside, blocked by Collins. Now 3-0, and a walk would bring in another run. Another run would make it 9-4 and really put this one out of reach. Flyboys, who have not scored in 3 straight innings. Down by 4 runs now, and a walk here to bring in another run and make it a 9-4 lead, the 3-0 pitch. That one's high, and that's a 4-pitch walk. That's the 4th walk of the day issued by Whitley. 3rd in a row, and the wheels have come completely off for the Flyboys here. And they're going to leave Whitley out there. You got to get a pitcher going quickly, and there's one throwing right now. I believe that's Jacobs. Is throwing as quick as possible as Andy Collins is walking down there to see if he's ready to go soon. As Matt Maselli comes in, you're a double play away from getting out of this inning. The problem is Willie can't throw a strike, and now that's going to be it for Whitley. He's still on the hold for all of these runners with the bases loaded. As Whitley goes just a third of an inning, is it 2 hits, 3 runs, and walks 4. He only gets one out, and the bases are loaded for Johnson City as Whitley will head to the dugout. We'll tell you about the new pitcher for the Flyboys after the Doughboys have scored three unanswered here in the bottom of the eighth here on the Flyboys broadcasting network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Carson Jacobs now in after the Doughboys have scored three runs here in the bottom of the eighth. Now the bases loaded with one out. Whitley goes a third of an inning, is a two hits, three runs, and walks four, including walking three in a row. It's now being asked for Carson Jacobs to come on a difficult spot here. Jacobs this year, numbers aren't great because he had a horrible start against Burlington his last time out, when just a third of an inning of seven runs off of six hits. In that game, the 11-5 loss to the Sock Puppets. Overall this season, Jacobs is a 1-2 record, 11-4-9 ERA, has a save, 15-2 innings pitched, got 21 hits, 22 runs, 20 of those earned, 4 home runs given up, hit 7 batters, has walked 12, and has struck out 20. Again, that abysmal start. Again, start he knew about 2 hours before the game started. So, again, kind of thrown off a little bit was Jacobs that day, but was able and got, or probably just got shellacked by Burlington. Selly steps in if him and Morales reach. And the Doughboys will bat around this inning as Selly steps in. Bases loaded, one out, 8-9-4 lead for the Doughboys as Jacobs misses with that one for a ball, 1-0. Lead for Johnson City. That one finds the bottom of the strike zone, gets in there. This is that one. 1-1 with one out from Jacobs. He gets set and fires. That one misses high, 2-1. So again, looking like it's going to. Trying to avoid his first walk tonight. It would be the fourth straight walk issued by the Flyboys pitching staff. 2-1. That one misses. Now 3-1. And now Jacobs in danger of issuing the fourth straight walk and being another run scored by Johnson City. They have just two hits this inning. They have drawn three straight walks, looking for a fourth straight walk with the bases loaded. It's a 3-1 pitch. Allen's hit sky high in the air in foul territory. Candace is going to look for it. Will settle underneath and makes the catch, and finally two outs in the inning. Candace makes the catch in foul territory, and Jacobs is a ground ball or a pop fly away, getting out of this inning and keeping a 5-run deficit. Emilio Morales steps in. If he reaches, the Doughboys will bat around this inning. Morales up for two today, but has scored a run and has drawn two walks. And the walk here would bring in another run and make a 10-4 ball game. Allen misses high, and that was a good pitch from Jacobs. Morales just held off on it. It's 1-0. My boys got a score now. 5 runs at the moment to push this one to the bottom of the ninth inning. We've got 3 runs here in the bottom of the eighth. Fallon finds the edge of the strike zone, just found the edge, and it's 1-1. Jacob's looking to get out of this one after having to come in after just a tough start performance from Landon Whitley. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Jacobs. And the dirt blocked by Collins, 2-1. Collins has been busy this entire inning. A couple of wild pitches, some fast balls. Have one wild pitch allowed a run to score. That was the first run of the inning. That made it 7-4 at the time. It's 2-1 now. That one finds the corner. Strikes on. Thought that one missed outside, but just found the corner, 2-2. Jacobs looking to keep this a 5-run deficit. 2-2 pitch coming with 2 outs to Morales. Pardon me. Bases loaded. Bottom of the 8th inning. 2-2 pitch. In the dirt. That one gets away from Collins. Run's going to score. 10-4. Wild pitch. Runs a score. That run goes to Whitley. That's the 4th run on to Whitley. 4th run of this inning. 10-4. And the count runs full. Jacobs spikes one in the dirt, gets away from Collins, and you got a feel for Collins. It's been a tough night this inning. His ball's just gotten by him. 4 runs, the most runs scored by Johnson City in an inning tonight. Here's the payoff pitch with 2 outs coming from Jacobs. Fires well outside. That's a walk by Jacobs. That's now out of the last 5 batters. That's the 4th walk issued. And here comes Caleb Marmo as the bases are still loaded with 2 outs. 10-4 lead for the Johnson City. Marmo started this inning drawing a leadoff walk and then came around the score. He is 1-for-2 of a run score. He's drawn 2 walks today. Here's the pitch from Jacobs. In there for, nope, misses high, pardon me, 1-0. Thought that one caught the edge of the strike zone and just did not. So Jacobs has 12 pitches, 4 strikes. And Willie and Jacobs have just struggled to close out this ball game for the Fly Boys. 1-0. Swing and a miss, 1-1. So it was a 2-run ball game entering this inning. And 4 runs scored by Johnson City in the 8th. Made a 10-4 game in favor of the Doughboys. Looking to hand Greenville their 5th straight loss. Here's the 1-1. That one's hit high in the air. Going to hang on up, and that's going to get out of here. A grand slam for Caleb Marmo. That's 8 runs this inning. And it's now a 14-4 lead for the Doughboys. Marmo with a grand slam of the right field wall. And it gets out of here. And just like that, it was a 6-4 ball game. And all of a sudden, 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning. And the Flyboys trail at 14-4. And the inning continues. This is just an absolute disaster if you're Greenville. Had every opportunity to keep this a 2-run game for your offense. That one gets in there for a strike, 0-1, on to Barney. And then just wild pitches, past balls, and then a bunch of walks. And now the home run, the grand slam by Marmo has made it a 14-4 game. Here's the 0-1. That one misses, 1-1. So bullpen woes. After the bullpen had been solid for a couple of weeks for the Fly Boys, the woes now coming back to bite the Fly Boys. Is 8 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning for Johnson City. 1-1 down the middle for a strike, 0-1-2. And Jacobs looks to get a strikeout, a batter too late. As it's 1-2 with 2 outs to McKay Barney from Carson Jacobs, the 1-2. Hit on the ground with Jack O'Reilly, picks it up, fires the first, and mercifully the inning ends. That was awful. Just going to tell you that straight up, folks. Now it's a 10-run deficit. Heading into the top of the ninth, Flyboys have to score 10 runs to push this one to a ninth inning, and Michael Esposito is going to take the mound for Johnson City. 14-4 lead for Greenville here on the Flyboys Broadcast Network.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. You out-salesmaned to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Well, the tides have turned for the Flyboys and the Doughboys, and what was a two-run ball game in an eighth. Eight runs given up by the Flyboys, and it's now a 14-4 lead for the Johnson City Doughboys, and Michael Esposito can do whatever he wants, I think, for this entire inning. As this season, Esposito has an ERA of 6. Has two saves on the year, 9 innings pitched, has given up 3 hits, 6 runs, 10 walks, 17 strikeouts. The South Carolina Gamecock, and while he was coming in for a 2-run game, a chance to get the save, but now comes in with 10 runs, a 10-run cushion. And that first pitch almost clips Saylor, and it's 1-0. And right now, if you're Esposito, you don't really care about it. Even if there's a grand slam by Greenville, it's still a 6-run game. It's a 1-0. Swing and a miss. 1-1. Marmo has hit 2 home runs this season, both against Greenville. One was an inside the park home run on July 3rd, and then that grand slam back in the bottom of the eighth. That one gets in there for a strike, 1-2. These two teams will meet again tomorrow. Close out their season series. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Check swing. They're going to say Saylor goes around, and that is strike 3, 1 out. And just like that, Flyboys have just 2 outs remaining. The wheels completely fell off, and Flyboys couldn't even get in drive that inning. Whitley goes a third of an inning of 2 hits, 6 runs, walks 4. Jacobs gives up 1 hit. 2 runs and walks 1. As that one's hit by Collins, we'll get down for a single. And you know, at this point, you need to just get base runners on if you're the Flyboys. That is their 8th hit of the night. As Maddox Nikolaikas steps in, he's 0 for 3 today in this one. Galika steps in. Time's going to get called. Now he'll step back. Esposito fires. That was fouled off. It's 0-1. Just a rough eighth inning. Again, 6-4 ball game entering the eighth. and now it's 14-4. Collins stands at first base after a one-out single. Here's the 0-1. That one gets away from Morales. He stops it, and it's 1-1. And Esposito can do whatever he wants here. Esposito could plunk the next six batters, and it'd still be a 8-run deficit for the Flyboys. So you can do whatever you want if you're Esposito. 1-1. That one misses low, 2-1. Just the wheels absolutely fell. There's no way to say it. Just shock, I think, of how close it was, and then just falling apart. 2-1 up the end of the bat. That one's going to get lined off the glove, and Mikolikas is going to reach for the first time this season. They're going to roll that a hit. So that's his first hit of the season. So some bright spots. Max Mikolikas gets his first hit of the year. And there's two runners on with one out for the top of the order in Andrew Pinkston. I believe Jones would be handed the loss, and Cobb given, Uzagawa hand the win if this score holds, which 10-run ball game, it would take something miraculous for the Flyboys to do so with two outs. That one's chopped over by Pinkston the third. Picked up, fires for the first in time, and now the Flyboys down to the final out. Good play by Pena. He's made a lot of great plays. They barehanded throw of the first. And now bring up Cameron Laliberte. Laliberte's been the best hitter today for the Flyboys. 3-for-4 of a run score and RBI. But can't do it all by yourself, especially when you're down 10 runs. Even if he blasts a home run here, all you do is cut the lead in half. Be a Pyrrhic victory if Laliberte brings any runs here. But you want to see some fight if you're the Flyboys. Now he gets in that first strike, 0-1. Two teams will meet again tomorrow starting at 7 o'clock. Pre-game show starts at 6:45 p.m. here from TVA Credit Union Ballpark on the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. 14-4 lead for Johnson City. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and now the Flyboys down to that final strike as Esposito looks to close this one out. 8 runs in the 8th inning for Johnson City. The difference in this one was a 6-4 ball game, now a 14-4 lead, and the grand slam by Marmo, just the exclamation point. Well, what's probably going to be a great win for Johnson City. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, ball game over. Flyboys get two runners on. Can't score anywhere near 10 runs. Don't score a single run and fall 14-4. So, here to Flyboys, bury this one in the ocean, forget about it forever, burn it, and just move on. But unfortunately, the Flyboys have now dropped 5 in a row and dropped to 16-20 on the season. They'll come back here tomorrow to take on the Doughboys at TBA Credit Union Ballpark, looking to snap now a 5-game losing streak. Final score, Johnson City 14, Greenville 4. We'll see you back here tomorrow, 6:45, TBA Credit Union Ballpark and the Flyboys Broadcasting Network. For the entire crew, I'm Richard Martin saying so long, stay safe, and go Flyboys.